your own free trial. Call 1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Troop surge assessment from the top general in Iraq.
Congress required this report on progress, and much is riding on it.
New idea for confusing nutrition labels.
It's overwhelming, and it's hard to know what to believe.
Weary after a week-long search for Steve Fawcett.
Search is damn hard, it's frustrating, and it's exhausting.
Vigil for the Utah miners. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 8 months after President Bush announced a controversial American troop surge in Iraq, the top U.S. General David Petraeus will go before Congress to say it should be given more time to work. CBS's Bob Fuss has more from Capitol Hill.
General Petraeus will tell Congress today the surge is working, that attacks have gone down. But the Pentagon statistics are questioned by many, including U.S. intelligence agencies that use different numbers. And when Congress's own investigators at the GAO, led by David Walker, looked into it, they found things got better in some places, but worse in others.
You'll see the overall security situation was roughly the same in July on average number of attacks per day as it was in February.
As it asks for continued funding, the administration clearly wants to convince Congress things in Iraq are getting better.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The president wants Congress to keep an open mind.
I ask the members of Congress to sit back and listen to what we all have to say before they reach the conclusions that they're going to reach.
While the Iraq status study has been widely described as the Petraeus Report, it was really written by the White House National Security Council with input from the generals, the State Department, and intel agencies. Later this week, the president will offer his own conclusions in a speech to the nation. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Baghdad, CBS's Lara Logan has been looking into how the troop increase has changed things.
When you talk to the people in a Sunni area, they'll tell you, yes, it's safer now because there's a whole ring of concrete around us and U.S. soldiers here 24 hours. But we can't leave our area. We're trapped. We're surrounded by Shiite militias. And if you take those U.S. soldiers away, we're not going to be safe at all.
A CBS News New York Times poll says 35% believe the troop surge has made things better in Iraq. 2 months ago, just 19% thought so. Sometimes words just don't say it all. When it comes to nutrition labels, sometimes they say too much and are confusing. CBS's Dave Barrett says there's a new idea up for consideration.
Pay attention to FDA hearings. They'll consider food package symbols to bring nutrition information simply. Currently, there are green Smart Spot dots on Diet Pepsi and more than 100 PepsiCo products to clue you in on added sugar or fat content. Hannaford supermarkets have a star system in place covering 25,000 items. Julie Green's with that New England grocery chain.
I can send my 4-year-old son down the cereal aisle and say, find a cereal with at least 2 stars and you can pick that. Can't fully read yet, but he can follow the STARS program.
Don't expect FDA action soon. That could be years away, Steve.
His arrest in an airport bathroom sex sting brought on Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig's resignation. Today, he sends lawyer Billy Martin to Minneapolis to try to get the plea tossed out.
We are going to cite to the court that Senator Craig entered a guilty plea to a charge that it was not knowing. He did not knowingly and intelligently enter a guilty plea.
The same issues sounded a little different in yesterday's Democratic debate at the University of Miami.
Vamos a empezar con el senador Obama. ¿Por qué es tan difícil?
It was the first presidential debate ever broadcast in Spanish. At the gas pumps, prices have bounced back up about 6.5 cents a gallon over the last 2 weeks.
It's the first time since early July that prices are up, and the cause is higher crude oil prices.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says price.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. The calendar may read summer, but it'll feel like fall today. Scattered showers and a chilly wind blowing along the Front Range through Tuesday. Today's highs only in the 50s, Tuesdays in the 60s. Arvada police have identified 3 high school students who died as a result of a collision with a refrigerator truck. Police say the driver of the car apparently went through a stop sign. Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says the troop surge in Iraq is not working. During the Univision-sponsored debate broadcast in Spanish, the war was a hot topic.
I believe that nothing which General Petraeus or Ambassador Crocker or anyone else coming before the Congress will say next week will in any way undermine the basic problem. There is no military solution. That has been said for years now. And that is why I believe we should start bringing our troops home.
The debate took place in Florida. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Gia Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Steve. Well, the wet highways, fog, drizzle, slowing down the ride for sure in some areas, especially if you're on that north side of town, so you want to watch your speed. Weather really affecting I-25 there through Adams County and both the Boulder Turnpike and Colorado 93. Looks like we had a minor problem eastbound I-70 at Quebec. Decent speeds on C-470 down south and I-25 through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Partly cloudy with periods of drizzle and showers. Only a high of 60.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Lights, Jake.
No, I was watching, I watched the Italian Grand Prix, and then I watched Indianapolis, last race of the Indianapolis season. IRL.
I probably watched about 10 to 12 hours of sports yesterday. Ridiculous. I watched the Broncos game. I TiVo'd the final round of the BMW Championship where Tiger Woods won. I watched that kind of in high speed on my TiVo.
I saw some shots.
And I watched
of that.
The Sunday night football game. My wife hates me right now.
Well, we sound like a sports station, don't we? But very, very dramatic end of the Indy season yesterday. As Dario Franchitti and Scott Dixon come around to the final turn, or actually the final lap, and Dixon ran out of gas, ran out of fuel. So Franchitti shot around him and won. So he won the championship this year. So that was pretty dramatic. And it was nice to see Alonso win in Formula One. And Massa only finished third. And Hamilton finished second. So anyway, that's what we did this. That's what we did this weekend. 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, boy. You know, I'm not going on vacation until Tuesday, till after I get off on Tuesday. There is a big part of me that wishes that I could go on vacation starting today. Not because I don't like Mondays, which is true. I don't. Nobody does. But because of all of this stuff going on about Iraq, Petraeus is supposed to testify today. Osama bin Laden has had a new video out. The spin is already underway out there. And coming up at 6:30, in about 17 minutes from right now, we're going to have on our buddy Michael Schroyer, Dr. Michael Schroyer. He is the once anonymous author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes, Osama bin Laden, Radical Islam, and the Future of America. Dr. Schroyer is a senior fellow at the Jamestown Foundation, and he spent 18 years, actually 22 years, with the CIA. And a lot of that time, he was the chief of the bin Laden unit. And so we'll talk to him about bin Laden. And that's coming up at 6:30. Then coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to be joined by Robert Draper, who's the author of the controversial new book, Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush. And we'll ask him, and I got to tell you, it's going to take all I've got not to say to him in the opening question, do you think George W. Bush is nuts? Which would not be a cool thing to ask. And, oh, my God, they're running these things of Britney Spears. She was on the MTV Music Awards last night. She looks god-awful. And they say she was terrible. I didn't watch the MTV Music Awards, and I don't know. But that's what they say. Also, I want to say that I had a great time Saturday doing Government in the Grocery with Congressman Perlmutter at the King Supers in Brighton. Really had a good time. And I'm planning to do another one of those with him, if he'll let me join him. It was really, this guy is unbelievable. Now, as much cynicism that goes around about government, and as much as politics is a turnoff. And as much as people rant and rave about how terrible the system is and about how bad things are, here's a guy who shows up out in the front of the King Soopers, sets up a table, and sits there for 4 hours and takes notes and listens to constituents and how they feel about things. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I was really impressed. And I think everybody there was impressed. And you can't help but be impressed with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. What a great guy. Most congresspeople will not do this. Most won't spend 4 hours. I mean, he listened to everything everybody said and had pages and pages and pages of notes. And his staff, they were extremely kind. And he was late to another function and still stayed and talked to folks. And it was very promising. It was very, it was very, very uplifting. I left there and I felt really uplifted just simply by seeing his commitment, which is something that we seem to lack these days, or at least we feel that we do, that the commitment on the part of those people who we elect is not there. So if you live in the 7th Congressional District, I got to say you're extremely lucky to have this guy as a congressperson. He and Mark Udall are two of the best. And I was thinking about Congressman Udall's position about funding the troops and about and really saying funding the troops is really framing it in the wrong way. But his whole idea about the $50 billion that George W. Bush is going to ask for, and the idea of giving him the money, but fixing it so that he has to use the money for deployment to move the troops elsewhere, which is John Murtha's plan. And Congressman Udall backs this. I was thinking about it over the weekend. I think it's a great idea. I like it. One way or another, somehow, some way, and we've been doing this show now for, a little over two and a half years? And I know every morning I get on and talk about this because I just can't let it go. But some way, shape, or form, we have got to stop this. And we've got to stop this slide to constant insanity that we seem to be on. And at least people like Congressman Perlmutter and Congressman Udall are working on it. And I know that there's a contingent of people on the left who listen to this station and listen to NPR and listen to community radio, and they go back and forth. And maybe you're one of them. And what you want is, you want a complete cutoff of funds now and, by God, if the Democrats don't do it, you're going to give them hell. And I understand that because at times I feel the same way. But if we're going to do this, we have to do it in the right way. And it's going to take money to get our kids out of there. And it can't be done overnight. And we're going to have to do it in an orderly, smart fashion. And the thing we can't afford to do is continue down the same pattern as Petraeus and Bush and Cheney and the rest would have us do, and the Republican GOP. And it just brings me to this point that the problem here is not with the Democrats. The problem is with the Republicans. That's where the problem lies. I don't mean to just attack you if you're a Republican or you're a conservative. What I'm saying is, you got people like Duncan Hunter, you've got people like Lindsey Graham who can't tell the truth. You've got others who just stand behind this no matter how long. And I've said this on the air millions of times. You wouldn't stand behind an open-ended social program with a blank checkbook, but yet these guys do it when it comes to Iraq. What we've got to do is we've got to put pressure on the right people, not the wrong people, and you don't eat your own. What you do is you go after the opposition, which is not the enemy, but it's the opposition of thought, and you go after them, and you put pressure on them, because we are mainstream America now. The majority of America wants us to get out of there. And Wayne Allard and Doug Lamborn, by the way, Doug, you mail that check back yet? Doug Lamborn and Wayne Allard and Marilyn Musgrave and Tom Tancredo, they are the ones who are standing in the way. And they are the ones who we should be pestering on a daily basis. Not the Udalls and not the Perlmutters of the world, because we already have them. And I feel very passionate about this. I really do. All right, 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Anybody want to jump in and comment about what I'm saying? 303-713-7600. Or if you just want to pull the pillow over your head, groan and say, oh, my God, it's Monday. Well, I don't blame you. But you know what? We got the anniversary of 9/11 coming up tomorrow. Are we going to celebrate this in a mature, adult way? Or are we going to take this and spin it for political gain? That's the question. It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again, because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
So I'm driving through town in my Chevy, and I see this restaurant is bragging about its world's best burgers. I wonder if they knew another restaurant down the street had the exact same sign. That got me thinking about all the claims people make about being the best. I guess with burgers, it's no big deal. Mess up a burger, you get indigestion. Mess up the maintenance on a Chevy truck, and someone's walking. So when I need work done, I go back to my Chevy dealer, to the experts in the Good Rinse service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In my opinion, they're the best in the world. Just last week, I asked for an oil change, four-tire rotation, and a Good Rinse multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Chevy, it's Good Rinse and go. And as for that hamburger joint, don't believe them, because I make the best burgers in town.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Good Wrench dealer today or log on to GoodWrench.com.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation, 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectra negotiated down to only $500.
Effectra is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectra, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectra helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectra was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectra now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A little musical salute at 625 to all the reggaeites out there. Yeah. Right? Isn't it when this was out? Wasn't that what it was? Like, shove as much up your nose as you could. Wear all that god-awful clothing. And the whole world was about me. Kids in poverty? Let them polish the hubcaps on my Cadillac. God, is this the worst? Does it even pick up? Is it just the same tempo the whole way through? I mean, what the hell? 626, 26 minutes after 6, chance of rain, high today 63. John likes it.
What's wrong with it? I can tell you weren't a disco guy.
Oh, God. What are some other big disco hits? I can't think of any other big ones.
Anything by the Bee Gees, really?
Oh, okay. I know of one. Do we have Nights on Broadway? That was the kind of the beginning of the disco era, too, wasn't it? Now, here we go. This was like a big top 40 hit, too.
Yeah, good morning. 627, 27 minutes after 6 with Chuck Roast. I'm a Bee Gees.
Right? Ugh. John likes this too.
Standing in the dark, I don't mind disco. Where your
eyes can see. Remember when they had stations that just played nothing but? Well, they just all had disco. Like what was in Chicago? DAI? DIA? DAI, I think. Play this all day. Let's go. Cocaine. Gold lame suits. Bling. The war on drugs. Ronald Reagan, Casper Weinberger, standing in the line. How long will it stand between? That was a time when we attacked big powerful countries like Grenada. Well, I have to follow you. Right? The Nicaragua and the Contras. All that stuff. Time in American history. I bet you there's not one person out there who can tell me who the premier was or the head of the Grenadian government. Anybody out there can tell me? 303-713-7600. I'll give you the CU tickets right now if you can tell me. Don't go to Wikipedia and look it up. Come on. Don't cheat. See, no one's going to call. Nobody can tell me. No, nobody knows. Okay, well. First person to come up with that answer sometime between now and 10 o'clock, I'll give you the tickets. Yeah, I'll give them the CUFSU tickets. What, do you object to that? Because I don't want to ask the stupid football trivia question?
How many yards did...
Forget it. Okay, if you can tell me who... Well, here, I'll give you a little hint, and then we'll go to the traffic. He was the head of the New Jewel movement. What was his name? I figure we'll get no responses. Oh, wait a minute, we might have a response right here. No, guess not. How about here? No, guess not. You don't know, do you, Gina?
I don't know. I don't think so, no.
See, we invaded this country, Grenada. Remember them?
Yes.
Big industrialized nation. But no, John's going to look it up. God, John, don't cheat. Do not cheat, John Turk. All right. Nobody even remembers. 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Dr. Michael Schreuer coming up, and right now Gina looks at traffic.
Well, the drizzle on the highways, definitely, but nothing out of the ordinary. Usual stretches filling in eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Of course, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. And you're definitely going to experience slower traffic in and out of Boulder along the turnpike. Fog is adding to the delays there. Clear of any crashes, though, so far on the highways. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy by this afternoon, but we'll get periods of drizzle and showers. Only going to get a high of 60 today. Right now, we're getting this drizzle and 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's Academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dinovite on an AM radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dinovite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Low 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on one of our new McStain homes in Lowry, Stapleton, or Bradburn if you buy one before the end of the year. So you get a home you can depend on at a rate you can depend on. You see? Think positive. Together we can do this. You'll find details at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, there's Osama bin Laden back to haunt us again. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of rain, high today 63. Jay Marvin with you. Our special guest is CBS terrorism analyst Michael Schreuer. Dr. Schreuer served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. He served as the chief of the bin Laden unit. And he is the author of the once anonymous Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes, Osama bin Laden, Radical Islam, and the Future of America. And Dr. Schreuer is a senior fellow at the Jamestown Foundation, one of the most interesting people I think I've ever talked to, and a true American patriot. And Dr. Schreuer, good morning, and thanks for getting up so early and being on the show.
I'm delighted. Thank you very much, Jay.
All right, the bin Laden video is out. Somebody said to me over the weekend that they thought that the White House had this thing, had held on to it, and that they find the timing suspicious. What do you think about that?
You know, I don't have any way of knowing that, Jay. I know that on Thursday, Al-Qaeda itself announced that the video would be forthcoming. Whether or not the White House had it, I'm not entirely sure. They've so thoroughly misunderstood it that it really doesn't make any difference. They derive no advantage from it anyway.
Now, when you say they've critically misunderstood it, is that the case, or are they taking it and making political spin out of it, which is what I expected them to do?
Well, I think it's hard to tell sometimes. I saw this morning that the Homeland Security Advisor to the President, Fran Townsend,
right,
said that this proved that bin Laden is impotent, virtually impotent. And it caused me to wonder how smart these people really are. Because in a sense, here's a man who has been silent, and while he was silent, we were worried. Was he planning? Was he dead? Was he retired? Now he dominates the international media, dictates the responses of the world's greatest state, and we have a national security advisor who says he's impotent, and at the same time who happens to be assisting Muslims who are defeating us in two wars. So I would think that if there's grounds for dismissal or resignation on stupidity, Ms. Townsend surely must be at the top of that list.
But you know as well as I do that that's never going to happen. And as a matter of fact, the media just takes that and parrots it around. And then there are people out there who, oh, well, that must be true.
What's astounding, Jay, is that she contradicts two very excellent men who are now working in the government. Admiral McConnell as the Director of National Intelligence, and Admiral Redd over at the National Counterterrorism Center, who said that a new attack inside America is definitely on the way from Al-Qaeda. That doesn't sound like impotence to me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't to me either. But I figured either they would take two tacks on this, Doctor. I figure either that they would try to minimize it, write it off, which he obviously was doing.
Yes.
Or take it, which the president was doing, and revive the same mantra again about how we live in a very dangerous world and this is the reason we should be doing this, and try to spin it to his political advantage over Iraq, instead of us in this country having a national debate as to why this guy is still around to make these tapes.
Yeah. Well, they clearly don't want that, sir. And, I have to say that the media has been rather cowardly, because every time a speech, a statement, or an interview by any al-Qaeda leader comes out and someone has the nerve to publish it verbatim, the government and the right wing especially say, well, you're just supporting terrorism. And so the media doesn't let the American people read what this guy has said for more than a decade now. It's like we were fighting the Soviets without translating Lenin.
What do you make of all this political ping-ponging back and forth?
What it says to me, sir, is that there's no one out there really, except for Mr. Kucinich on the Democratic side and Mr. Paul on the Republican side, who are going to change anything after the next election. We're going to stay in Iraq and lose. We're going to stay in Afghanistan until we lose. And they're going to continue to pursue policies that are Bin Laden's indispensable allies. Because no one is willing to talk about support for Israel, the absolute emergency in terms of establishing a energy policy that would allow us to get out of the Persian Gulf, and the really probably the most damaging thing for America is our support for Arab tyranny.
Yeah, because, and didn't you used to call that, and I don't know this for a fact, but didn't you used to call that in the CIA, didn't you used to call that blowback? In other words, we would get back.
Well, somebody gave it that name, yes, sir, but I think it's fair enough. What we're seeing now is the blowback of a 50-year policy, at least in terms of supporting tyrannies like the Egyptians and the Saudis. And not just us. The Western European are even more beholden to those tyrants than we are.
What would be the worst-case scenario if we just turned to them and said, look, you want a church-run state? You want a theocracy? You want it to be Islamic? Fine. Go ahead and do it.
Well, you know, it would depend because they control the oil. The one thing we don't really care to think about, sir, is we're not in control anymore. We have frittered away our independence in terms of deciding when or if we're going to support a country, when or if we're going to go to war. If something happens in Saudi Arabia that disrupts oil production, we'll go to war to fix it. And it's not only in the Islamic world. If something happens in the Gulf of Guinea, we'll go to war there to fix it because we're so dependent on oil. Really, in the energy situation, we are the slave and the other people who produce oil are the masters.
6:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dr. Michael Schreuer on the line with us. We are stuck. There's no question about that. But if we were to say to them, okay, if this is what you want, then go ahead and do it because we basically don't care. We just want to buy what you have until we can figure a way out of where we are. I'm not saying we should say it to them in that kind of a phrase. But what's wrong with that philosophy? What difference does it make if the majority of Iraq, the majority of Iran, the majority of Egypt, or Saudi Arabia, that they want some kind of Islamic form of government?
I don't think it makes a lot of difference to us at all, except in terms of what we think is acceptable. We seem to be operating, though, on the idea that we need to be afraid of everything, of any kind of change. And certainly, at least in my view, that a government of Bin Laden in Saudi Arabia could be no more tyrannical than the government of the Al Sauds. The difference would be that Bin Laden and his like wouldn't try to hide what they were doing, as the Saudis have done so successfully. But it is a chance. If we tell the Saudis to basically screw off, they control the oil tap. They also own about half of our debt. So we've put ourselves in their thrall, sir.
How much of this is linked to Israel?
Much of it has to do with Israel, of course. But Israel is one problem amongst about a half a dozen. I personally think that we have no national security interest in Israel, one way or another. If Israel disappeared tomorrow, if Palestine disappeared tomorrow, if the Saudis, the Bolivians, or the Irish disappeared tomorrow, so what? Life would go on in the United States. The problem we have, I think the biggest problem we have with the whole question of Israel is American supporters of Israel who are desperate to try to shut up anyone who has any criticism of the current state of the relationship.
Yeah, that's by and large the very, very conservative Jewish community here.
Well, I don't know, sir, but I've been called everything from an anti-Semite. I had one guy who said I was having my officers read Mein Kampf in the bank room at the CIA. And I even had a note from someone in the office of the Secretary of Defense, which was sent around to almost every foreign policy agency in the U.S. government saying, don't hire this guy because he's an anti-Semite. So that's the reality of the situation. Look at what they're doing to Mersheimer and Walt right now. But that's okay. You know, if it sparks a debate before they shut me up, then that's all to the good.
Yeah, well, I'm Jewish, but I've had the same things leveled at me, too.
You know, sir, I think that that people in Israel are much more eager to find a way out of this mess.
I think they are too.
Than their supporters in America. I think their supporters in America probably are the most serious threat to Israel that there is. because they are absolutely maximalists. You cannot say a word of criticism or you're an enemy of Israel. And they went to war, part of them went to war in Iraq because they thought it was going to make Israel safer. And now Israel's American friends have got them in a situation where their security is worse than it's been in a long time. So it's a very interesting situation. When you read the Israeli media, it's much more, has much more contact with reality than commentary or the New York Sun or that group of knuckleheads up at Stanford University and the Hoover Institution. They're going to drive Israel right to disaster if they keep it up.
Do you see a confrontation coming between Israel, Tehran, and us?
Well, Jay, I'm not one that thinks Iran is a terribly serious threat to anyone.
I don't either.
They're running out of resources. They're surrounded by a Sunni world that hates them. Israel could incinerate the country by themselves in an afternoon, and they're also ringed by American military bases. But American politicians on both sides of the aisle find it very useful to have the Iranian bogeyman out there. And it's so firmly established in American minds now, the equation between Iran and Hitler in 1938, that if you say that, of course, you're an appeaser, you want Israel to be wiped out, all of these things, Jay.
Yeah, and I've heard that before, too, and you're right. I mean, that's what people say, and I can't figure that out, because basically what's going on there is their economy basically has got problems. Ahmadinejad's got domestic problems, and all we're doing here by saber-rattling with him is giving him a reason to rally those folks around him. Otherwise, they would be directing their attention to him and his shortcomings.
That's right, Jay. And the reality is that it's a third-rate military.
Yeah.
If they flinched, the United States of America or Israel could make them yesterday's dog food. And because we won't deal, we cannot cope with the idea of how strong we are, we seem to be afraid of everybody. I don't understand that at all.
All right, that was my next question. That was my next question at 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour. Why are we in a position now in 2007... And you've been around a long time, and you've been inside the government, you've been inside the CIA, and you know, why are we now sitting here in 2007, and it's like, and this has been going on now for what, 5-6 years, that we're scared of every frickin' thing?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because we don't have much in terms of leadership. We have leaders who are saber rattlers, but when it comes down to protecting Americans with the power that the American people have paid for, they're cowards. They're afraid of what the Europeans will say. They're afraid what the people who write about just war theory will say. We're in the position of dealing with what should have been a nuisance that could have been hit with a mallet in the 90s by our military power. But we didn't do it because we were afraid of what the UN would say, what the Europeans would say. We've been unmanned, if you will, in terms of our determination to put the protection of Americans first, come what may.
If you took this same leadership and you stuck it in 1962 or 61 with a Cuban Missile Crisis, what do you think would have turned out? What would have happened?
Well, the Soviets clearly would have still been in Cuba today, probably. I have to think that with the last three administrations, Gorbachev must think, oh, my God, if I only had hung on another year or two, these people these people would have supported us.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's mind-blowing. And we have the same fixation towards Cuba that we do towards Israel.
On the negative side.
On the negative side, yeah. about Cuba, like we're still maintaining the embargo, we're still going through all of this.
Castro is in a little pen down there.
Yeah, Bolton, I believe, or was it, I can't remember, made that absurd charge when Jimmy Carter was there that they were developing biological weapons, and that was a precursor to the whole Iraq thing because they made that statement and never could back that up or prove it.
Well, only because it was a lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, and it's like, okay, like that fuels everything up here. And I maintain that we would have been farther along, just like we'd be farther along with Iran or anybody else. The best ambassadors, the best salespeople for what we have are the American people themselves.
Yeah.
And if they have contact, it diffuses.
Well, certainly, Jay, the Persians, the Persian culture is as hustling and as commerce-oriented as the American almost, maybe more in some cases. Instead of an embargo, had we flooded Iran with business, the mullahs would have been selling shoes
right
15 years ago.
Right. That's exactly right.
But instead we starve them, we threaten the country, and a country with a 2,000-year history is a very nationalistic country. And as you said, what we do is rally a lot of people to Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, instead of doing the opposite.
Yes.
Which would be showing them that we're not that bad and that, by the way, want to make some money?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Doctor, it's good once again to have you on the show. You're just my hero. And,
get out more, sir.
You always say that to me. By the way, one last thing here. How's the rendition discussion going?
Well, as long as it's being discussed, I'll never be lonely. Because I'm kind of the token person that defends a program which I think has defended the United States very well, although clearly on the edge of national security overall. But I still think we're fighting shy of a debate, Jay, on what do we do with enemy POWs we can't release, with men who are going to go back to start to kill us again as soon as they're out of jail. We've seen it now multiple times in Afghanistan, that we either recaptured somebody who was at Guantanamo or we have killed them on the battlefield as they were trying to kill us. This is not an issue on which Europe and America should be screaming at each other. This is a hard intellectual issue that people need to sit down and talk about.
Yeah, and you know what? One of these days, you and I are going to discuss this because it interests me greatly. So I look forward to having you back to have a discussion about this.
If we don't find a legal, humane way to do this, sir, the answer is going to end up being we kill them on the battlefield and no one's allowed to surrender. That's where it goes because it's too much of a problem to keep going through the process we're going through at the moment. It's not a good process to start with, but if it's a process that ultimately allows the people to go back and reinforce the enemy, then you really come up with one option. You kind of reduce it to its barest minimum, and it's the black flag, no prisoners.
That's a very scary thought.
It is, sir. But the longer we put off that talk, the more, you know, likely bad things become. It's like anything in your life. If you don't solve a problem, it becomes worse.
Yeah, exactly. Doctor, thanks.
Pleasure,
so much,
sir.
Once again.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon.
I'll look forward to it.
You got it.
Bye-bye, sir.
There's Dr. Michael Schwer. The man knows what he's talking about. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. No real change. In fact, we have no wrecks to report, which is good news for you if you're just hitting the highways. Of course, you're going to run into the usual delays now if you are anywhere along southbound I-25 between 104th and Spear. Eastbound 270 stacked up between I-76 and Vasquez. And we have the usual delays on eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike coming into town between Federal and I-25. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy, but we'll get some periods of drizzle and showers throughout the day. High of 60. Tonight will clear out, be cool, 48. And looks like a mild day tomorrow.
At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam's?
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
The Progressive Talk. And they always say you are what you eat, so I guess I am who I talk about. And I ran into a guy yesterday, and he said to me, oh, yeah, Rockies. Because I'm tightly tied to Rockies, because I talk about them a lot. And you know something? I'm proud of that. I really am. If you're looking for an SUV, because look at the weather outside, and even though it's going to be better tomorrow, we are headed towards winter, and you don't want to go through the same thing this winter that you went through last winter, or whatever it is you're looking for, over 700 of the cleanest, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Matching down incentive to help you out. Numerous ways to finance. They'll find a way to put you in the vehicle that you want. And it's not a high-pressure situation. There are good people there who will treat you honestly, like the Alshire brothers, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Freddie Labrato. The list of folks just goes on and on and on. And they're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay and take care of you, and you'll be just fine. So you are what you eat. You are what you talk about. I talk about Rockies. They're great people. They represent my values. And I think once you deal with them, you'll see they represent yours too. Rockies, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gun in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of rain, high today 63. Look at it outside. Man, it's fall. And it's nice to have you along. We thank Dr. Michael Shorter for being on the program. And if you missed that, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. And we're going to replay it again tomorrow morning on the anniversary of 9/11. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the man who has written a book that has caused a great deal of controversy, Dead Center. This is the presidency of George W. Bush. I don't even know where to start with Robert Draper. I really want to ask him if he thinks Bush is insane, but I think that would be an insult, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be an insult to ask that, like right off the bat? Well, listen, do you think that George W. Bush is insane? Listen to that guy, Jay Marvin, on the radio. It's just a typical liberal, libby, commie lib talk. No, listen. I've used this example on the air before. You go beat your head against the wall. Eventually, if you don't get any results, do you keep doing it, or do you change your tactics and go get a sledgehammer and knock the wall down? I mean, it's like that's what we're talking about. I've also got a pair of tickets to go see CU versus Florida State. Call me and tell me. Remember when Ronald Reagan invaded Grenada? We're not doing stupid football questions. Call me and tell me who was the head of Grenada when we went in there. He was the head of the New Jewel movement. Anybody got an answer for that? If you got an answer, you got the tickets, and we got Robert Draper coming up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. high art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see Perfection in Motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Tough questions today on the administration's Iraq war policy. It is the start of long-awaited testimony to Congress. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Bob Fuss says the administration will call for more time for its strategy.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will report progress. They'll say the surge is working. Less sanguine reports were delivered to Congress last week from independent investigations it had ordered.
The administration does claim security gains, but CBS's Lara Logan sees a far different picture. In Baghdad.
In some areas, Iraqis say they feel that they are a bit safer, but they also tell us they're trapped and that there are no jobs and that they can't travel across town to the other side of Baghdad because they'll be killed.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Sedapin.
Two more American soldiers have been killed in Iraq. A suicide truck bombing near the city of Mosul took the lives of 10 Iraqis. An FDA hearing that begins at this hour will examine the pros and cons of food labeling rules that would add symbols to make it easier to tell if a product is wholesome or loaded with unhealthy fat, salt, and sugar. Julie Green with the Hannaford Brothers supermarket chain says her company already uses the STAR system and customers like it.
They see all kinds of claims on packaging and they don't really know what to believe. So they feel that this program cuts through the clutter.
A major city may say enough already to fast food outlets in one part of town. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Introducing Wendy's Breakfast. So
apparently unable to limit the amount of fast food we eat, local officials around the country want to limit where we can eat it. The Los Angeles Times says the city council there is considering a two-year moratorium on new fast food restaurants in South L.A., where there are 20 outlets in a quarter mile. A nutritional expert says limiting restaurants isn't a total solution, but it's an important piece of the puzzle.
The lawyer representing Idaho Senator Larry Craig goes to court today in a bid to have Craig's guilty plea in a men's room sex sting thrown out. The policeman who arrested him said Craig tried to solicit him by tapping his foot and reaching down with his hand. Defense lawyer Billy Martin says that's not illegal.
Those acts do not constitute a crime, so we're alleging no crime occurred. We're asking that it be dismissed.
A coalition of immigrant groups is calling for a boycott of Western Union. Spokesman Francis Calpatura accuses the company of taking advantage of migrants who wire money home to their families.
Western Union charges the highest fees and gives the lowest exchange rates in the industry, taking advantage of immigrants' need to support their families and communities that they've left behind.
Company spokesman Daniel Diaz says Western Union offers fast service at a reasonable price.
If you're wiring money, let's say from the U.S. to Mexico, up to $1,000, it would cost $14.99. That's within minutes.
Breaking news from south of the border, explosions have ripped through some natural gas pipelines in Mexico. Authorities suspect sabotage. Initial reports say as many as 37 people have been killed, apparently in related attacks on fuel trucks. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Ever run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selections vary by location. See store for details.
Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST for details.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Many Colorado streams are being looked at for possible protection under the Federal Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. Reviews by the Bureau of Land Management are worrying some water utilities and others seeking to develop water in many of those same streams. River advocates say they are willing to consider alternatives to wild and scenic designations if strong protections for stream flows and shorelines can be negotiated with water utilities. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says President Bush's war strategy is failing. Ahead of 2 days of congressional hearings, Joseph Biden tells NBC the top military commander in Iraq is dead flat wrong for warning against major changes.
There is no possibility, of a central government governing Iraq in any near term.
Biden speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Steve. Southbound 25 near 84th, just one of several problems we now have. So watch out for even more intense delays there through Thornton and North Glen. Northbound I-25 approaching 6th Avenue, fast lane stall, creating delays back to Alameda. And northbound 225 bogged down as well between Yosemite and Mississippi. That's due to a four-car crash. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with periods of drizzle and showers. High of 60 expected today. Right now, we have a lot of drizzle and 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tom Martino knows about value and customer service, and that's why he loves K&H Home Solutions. Right now, get 30% off your window or siding purchase from K&H. That's 30% off. Call 421-7100 for details. That's 421-7100.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Look at it outside there. Chance of rain. High today is 63. And wind's blowing, and it's foggy, and it's cloudy, and it is fall. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning. We are really lucky to have Robert Draper, author of the new book, Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush. Draper is a great writer and a correspondent for GQ magazine, and prior to that was a senior editor at another great publication, Texas Monthly, for which he wrote an extended profile of Governor Bush. And we're going to say good morning to Robert Draper. And Mr. Draper, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Oh, it's good to have you on. And just out of a side note of curiosity, how long did you work for Texas Monthly?
For about 7 years or so.
What a great magazine.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, to call it a regional magazine doesn't do it justice.
No.
It really covers the waterfront.
Yeah, it really does. And I've been reading it now, well, ever since I first worked in Texas, and I've been reading it for years, and no matter where I move, I always have a copy with me. So it's real good to talk to somebody associated with that high caliber of a magazine. Boy, I don't know where to start with this. because first of all, this book created a tremendous amount of controversy. Were you expecting it to create that much?
To be honest, Jay, no. I mean, I thought I'd done a pretty decent job with the book. I thought that there wasn't a book like this out there, that is to say, a book that tried to do a straightforward literary narrative of his presidency and of sort of delivering the character of Bush. I thought there was value in doing a book like that, and I had hoped that the book, you know, would be, you know, that people would enjoy it. There was an open-ended question, frankly, as to whether or not people cared to read about this guy anymore. There not only had been so much on the subject of George W. Bush, but as we veer towards 2008, it, as I say, was a 50-50 proposition as to whether or not people were still willing to sort of take one last look at this president and figure out what he had wrought. So, no, I've been extremely gratified by the response.
Now, you know that most of the people who are listening to this radio station, and I got to put myself included, we don't particularly, well, that's being polite. We don't like the guy.
Yeah.
We don't like him. We don't understand him. We can't figure out where he's coming from. We see things like the other day where he goes to APEC, calls it OPEC, can't find the way off the stage, calls Australia Austria. How do you explain that to those of us who just don't have never spent any time with this guy, just don't know him?
Sure. Well, of course, some of it is inexplicable, and you know, Bush's mangling of the English language, in particular, gives rise to the charge that the guy's a dummy. And yet, Bush has really made a career, literally, out of being, as he would put it, misunderestimated by his adversaries. I think who have ill-served themselves by sort of passing him off as daddy's boy or as someone whose presidency has been farmed out to Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. There's a lot more to Bush than that, and spending the time with him, it was clear to me that Bush himself is satisfied with that caricature of himself, that he's perfectly content to be viewed as a simple guy who sees the world in black and white and who can roil the world with war and then sleep like a baby at night, who refuses to navel gaze. But there really are other dimensions to him, and I think actually he's a complicated character, and to some degree, he has really remarkable virtues. He also has vices, and among his Achilles' heel being, I think, is that his certitude, which at times can come across as steadfastness, can also come across as outright stubbornness and an unwillingness to entertain other points of view.
All right, let's do this. Let's do pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, virtues. What virtues does he have?
Well, I think chief among them is a clarity of purpose. That, as I said before, his steadfastness, that Bush is unyielding on, for example, the belief that freedom is something that ought to be promulgated, that terrorists do not propose a kind of utopian lifestyle or really any other kind of lifestyle, but that they're nihilistic. A lot of people shied from the notion of viewing terrorists as evil, but in the wake of 9/11, I think Bush was in step with a lot of Americans who believed this was an evil act, and America oftentimes assumes the posture of apology when something happens in the world, that somehow it must be our fault. And Bush, I think, you know, his finest moment was September the 20th, 2001, when he gave really a monumental speech in the wake of 9/11. I think it was a comfort to the nation not only to see him up there in a posture of steadfastness, but to see as well, you know, a man who'd found his moment. You know, I think that Bush, before September the 20th, he'd passed tax cuts, he'd done the stem cell thing, but no one really got a handle on this man fully filling his office. And I think that by September the 20th, he emerged as a very strong leader. Now that, the open-ended question is, where was he leading us?
Yeah, well, that is the open-ended question. And then there's a lot of us out here who, and I've said this on the air before, I mean, you know, if you bang your head against the wall and you don't bring the wall down and you're bloody, at some point, either you change what you're doing or people are going to begin to suspect that you need to be institutionalized.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go get a sledgehammer to break the wall down or you find the door to get out. And he keeps engaging in the same behavior over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think the single most surprising thing I found, you know, while reporting on this book, Jay, was we all knew that this is a man who doesn't like to admit that he's wrong, who sort of believes that the presidency is kind of like umpiring a baseball game, that if you call a ball a strike, you've got to stick with it, else it might be seen as a sign of weakness. And the West Wing really did sort of ultimately go with that kind of formulation, that strength is all about sticking with a particular position. But what I found so remarkable was that when things were demonstrably wrong, not only relating to Iraq, but also relating to, say, the federal government's feeble response to Katrina, that it took elaborate steps by Bush's counselor, Dan Bartlett, by the chief of staff, first Andy Card, and then Josh Bolton, and others in the West Wing, to get the president to admit anything along the lines of we didn't do the job we were supposed to. You know, it's kind of a reflexive thing for most human beings to say, I screwed up, I'm sorry. It never was with the president, and would require this stepwise, as I described in the book, a sort of stepwise ratcheting up of humility and stepwise ratcheting down of triumphalism, as if America were a cancer patient and you were slowly introducing chemotherapy into the body so as not to produce shock to the system.
Has he got no, does he have no critical facilities for self-examination?
Well, I think that, yes and no. I mean, he's, I view the president's virtues and vices as sort of the two sides of the same coin. And as the president said to me, look, there's no need, for example, to argue about the freedom agenda. Well, maybe there's no need to argue about freedom and how virtuous that might be. But plenty of people would argue that there is a need to discuss the practical limitations of a freedom agenda in which we suggested that introducing democracies all over, for example, the Middle East would become some kind of panacea. I think the president, very early on, and it's very endemic to the oil patch ethic of ethos of Midland, Texas, that the sort of entrepreneurial spirit, that if you give people freedom, wonderful things will flourish. And I think what we found, in among other places, Iraq, is that freedom is not the first priority, and simply introducing it or the possibility of it does not create conditions for a completely smooth landing.
You got stuff in this book, though, where you scratch your head and go, what the hell? Okay, here's a couple of examples.
Sure.
Conventional wisdom says Karl Rove and George W. Bush are extremely close, but you have a part in your book where Bush is barking at Rove and demands that Rove hang up his jacket.
Yep.
And that Laura Bush refers to Karl Rove as pig pen?
Yes. Yeah. I think, what that goes to is, first of all, with Bush and Rove, Bush really loves Rove. He views him as sort of a younger brother, and they do have a very close relationship. But Bush feels the need to put Rove in his place. And I think part of that is because oftentimes Rove needed to be put in his place. He commanded a vast portfolio in the West Wing and was never shy about gobbling up more and more turf, stepping on the toes of other people in the West Wing, and so had to be called to account now and again. But the other aspect of it, too, is that they had a kind of relationship that fostered insecurity in each other, one that I would liken to the quarterback of the high school football team and the nerd who takes the quarterback's term papers for him. That each kind of is useful to the other, but also serves to remind the other of what they're not. And so Bush frequently would bully Rove for lack of a better word. Now Mrs. Bush is a basically gentle soul, but she viewed Rove as a necessary evil. Herself had no taste for the brass knucks aspect of down and dirty politics. Realized that Rove was an impresario of this, but it didn't mean she had to like him. And she had friends herself in the Texas legislature who were undone, so they believed, and so Mrs. Bush believed, by the machinations of Rove, and at least on one occasion apologized to them for Rove's antics. So Rove, we all have a spouse who has a friend that we just barely tolerate. We recognize that friend's value to our spouse or to our partner, but it doesn't mean we have to like him.
Not me. My wife doesn't tolerate any of that.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like them, they're out of the picture. All right. Hang on. I want to ask you some more questions, so let me put you on the phones on and we'll come back. Robert Draper, Dead Certain is the book, The Presidency of George W. Bush. Some really interesting stuff in here, to say the least. And this book has created quite a controversy, and it's definitely worth picking up. It's published by the Free Press. Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush. We'll ask Mr. Draper some more questions here as time permits. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, congratulations to Rob Parr. He guessed correctly. Maurice Bishop was the head of Grenada. When Ronald Reagan invaded, Maurice Bishop was the head of the New Jewel movement. He died in that whole thing. And he's won a pair of FSU...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Bauhaus, Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law, and Icon LASIK Center. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk. And AM760.net.
Seven twenty-one, twenty-one minutes after 7 o'clock. AM760, Progressive Talk. Chance of rain high today, 63. Dead Certain is the book. The Presidency of George W. Bush. Robert Draper is the author, and we have Mr. Draper on the line. Boy, did you like this guy or no?
Yeah, I do. I do like Bush. I think he.
Do you like him as women? Now, do you like him as a person, or do you like what he has done?
Well, I'm gonna leave the other to the side. I mean, I don't think it's relevant. What I think of what he's done, and frankly, you know, I've come, as bizarre as this might sound, Jay, to view him as, you know, a literary character in my fact-based novel, you know, for so long now that I really haven't been able to step outside of that prism and view him as the president of my country, if that makes any sense at all.
It does.
Yeah, but Bush is a real, he's a full character, you know, he has a very aggressive intellect. He has a reputation in the West Wing for, if you go in there, for a very focused meeting with him, and don't bring your A game with your argument. He has an amazing facility, not in a mean-spirited way, but in an intellectual way, to find the weak thread and pull it and essentially leave your argument on the carpet. He's very good at that sort of thing. He can also be very testy. He can be very affable. And he kind of showed the full range in the 6 interviews that I did with him of all of this. I mean, he can be, you know, a little bit bullying. He can also be gracious. He said to me that the presidency is an office that lends itself to self-pity, and it's something that he has to guard himself against because it can be very corrosive. He said that Mrs. Bush is actually the person who's best at that and who says to him, you know, you're the one, this was your decision, you know, to get into this, your decision to go to war, and implicitly you have no one to blame for yourself. When Bush has told me things like that, I found a remarkable emotional honesty in him. The same with him saying, I do tears and I'm a crier. you think of this Texas macho guy as someone who wouldn't openly cop to that sort of thing, but he does. At the same time, as I mentioned earlier, this is a guy who for all his emotional honesty and other ways, really has difficulty saying, I screwed up, I'm wrong. And I think in Katrina that was a killer for him. I think that there had been a lot of people, obviously to the left of center, but I think there had been some disquiet in the center and to the right about our performance, so to speak, in Iraq. But it was Katrina that metaphorically blew down the levees of public opinion against the president and gave rise to the charge of incompetence, one that I don't think he has shaken to this day.
No, because I can't name anything that he's done right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's...
I can't think of anything. And as a matter of fact, how I see him as being, I'm being truthful about this. I mean, if you want to just check the politics and leave that aside...
Well, here's one thing.
I'm just blown away by how horribly wrong everything from A to Z has gone. And if I were able to sit down with him, I'd like to ask him, like, where were you in 1966 and in 1964 and 67 that we're now sitting in the exact same position again and you put us there?
Well, the irony to that, of course, is that the president has his view, almost theological in nature, that Vietnam was a war that ended up being fought by politicians, and that's why it was lost. He vowed that he would not do that, that he would not apply what they call the 8,000-mile screwdriver from the Oval Office down into Baghdad, and he would instead farm out the war to his generals, to Rumsfeld, and to Ambassador Paul Bremer. Chief of Staff Josh Bolton, when Bolton was brought in the spring of 2006, was frankly surprised and even shocked at how disengaged this president was and basically willing to let the Rumsfeld theology of less is more, as opposed to, say, Colin Powell's overwhelming force philosophy military deployment, create a huge power vacuum that got filled by insurgents and then, of course, by sectarian militias. And only after the midterm election and the firing of Rumsfeld did the president begin to place his hands on the steering wheel, and that's pretty late in the game.
And to me, that's very, very dangerous. And then the other thing is that you were talking about his theological certainty, which scares me even more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, blinded with theological certainty, then you become blinded to the facts, and I would dispute his outlook, too, about Vietnam. I mean, I think we ended up in the same situation there that we're in here, which is the Saigon government could not exist without our help, and we couldn't stay there forever.
No, that's right. Well, the president he's read a lot of history books recently about, say, the Algerian Revolution and about the Cambodia and the Khmer Rouge, and he said that these moments in history remind us of the consequences of failure of leaving, for example, for the French leaving Algeria and thus causing massacres. Of course, I'm not sure the French would really want to still be occupying Algeria today, and so there are different ways to look at these lessons. I think the other thing, too, Jay, that has been a real difficulty in this administration is that the president, as you know, came into power pledging to be a uniter, not a divider. And somewhere along the way, actually very early on, began to see uniting as very limited in terms of a virtue. I asked him after the midterm election, what do you intend to do to help heal the partisan divide? What are you going to do differently? And he said, well, I suppose I can talk to Democrats more. And I asked him, why did you stop? And he paused for a moment and then said, well, you know, the truth is we really had a hell of a legislative ride. We passed a lot of things, tax cuts and No Child Left Behind and rattled off, you know, prescription drug care for seniors. And he said, I suppose we could have won with greater majorities. We could have won by 100 in the House instead of by 4. But what does it matter? I'm a results-oriented kind of guy. What he was implicitly saying, of course, was, you know, being a uniter has its limits. As long as you get what you want, then dividing's okay.
Yeah, see? And to me, in the long run, that's poison.
Yeah, well,
because he's going to go down in history as being the most polarizing president we have ever had.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into the game of prognosticating how history will view him. I don't think history will view him as being mediocre. You know, I think that for better or for worse, this is a president who has taken the football and heaved it long. whether that will be viewed as having had disastrous consequences or maybe of more positive significance remains to be seen. But I do agree with you that there's no fair reading of this administration, of this presidency, that can lead you to the conclusion that this guy turned out to be the uniter that he said he would be.
No, and, well, I don't know how old you are, but I've been around since Dwight Eisenhower.
Sure. No, I'm 49, and I, you know, remember. In fact, it's a very ironic quote. I've got to share with you that, and your listeners, that and when I interviewed then Governor Bush in '98 for that piece you mentioned on, in GQ magazine, he volunteered something that I didn't use in the piece because it didn't seem that significant at the time. He said, "You know, you can't lead a divided state." This was my problem with Richard Nixon. This is Bush talking to me. This was my problem with Richard Nixon. He divided the country. My dad, on the other hand, will go down in history, I believe, because with Iraq, he not only united the nation, he united the world. Of course, that's a breathtakingly ironic statement today, that the president, then Governor Bush, saw virtue in his own father's method of dealing with the first Gulf War, but ultimately would see very limited virtue in that kind of approach in his own prosecution of an Iraq war.
Yeah, I mean, when you sit back and start to think, well, listen, you know, Richard Nixon did do some good things, and then you remember back then about how you couldn't find anything,
yeah,
and he's beginning to look pretty good as compared to GWB here.
Well, yeah, I have some bias in that regard. My grandfather, Leon Jaworski, was the Watergate special prosecutor, and I remember those days quite vividly, and Nixon gathering his subordinates and coaching them on how to lie.
Oh, true.
Talking about hush money. We've not seen anything quite like that before, and for whatever else one will make of Bush's policies, there's no evidence yet that he was hunkering down with Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and others, figuring out how to bribe witnesses or, you know, how to Jack Abramoff sack loads of money or something.
No, but you have to admit, though, that he and the people around him, some of them no longer there, certainly flat out lied to the American people about Iraq and are continuing to do so. And when he talked about letting the generals handle it, if there any general comes along who says something he doesn't like, he gets rid of them.
Well, more to the point, Rumsfeld would get rid of them. And I think that one of the huge problems, Jay, with post-war Iraq, all the way up until Rumsfeld was dismissed, was that the president would be in these secure video teleconferences. Rumsfeld would be there with him and his chief of staff and a couple others. And he'd be talking to the generals on the ground, and he'd listen to their report, and then he would ask a series of questions. The questions would be this: are we winning? Can we win? What happens if we lose? And then finally, do you have everything you need? Now, that's not really an honest colloquy, and it's not really a climate that gives rise to honest discussion about the shortcomings of a particular military strategy. But this was sort of the way the president did things. He was very, very deferential to Rumsfeld, to Bremer, and to his commanders on the ground. And as you point out, his commanders on the ground kind of lived in mortal terror of Rumsfeld and you know, his itchy trigger finger. So the anecdotes in my book make it pretty clear. That's writ small what was going on in post-war Iraq, and it's probably led us to where we are now.
All right, Robert Draper, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy morning to be on the program. And the book is Dead Center, The Presidency of George W. I'm sorry, Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush. No one would accuse him of being a centrist. Robert Draper, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Jay.
Okay, you got it. It's 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Northbound I-25, we have stop-and-go conditions now between the Downing Street Bridge and 6th Avenue. That was due to a stall. Northbound 225 struggling as well just after Yosemite toward Mississippi. Four-vehicle crash there north of Mississippi. And we had one that was being cleared southbound 25 near 84th. So we're stacked up through Thornton and North Glen back to 120th. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with periods of drizzle and showers and a high of 60 expected. Right now, those clouds and drizzle and 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and learn more about the many discounts shelter offers for your car or home. Find the Colorado shelter agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
734. Hold on. Okay. It's the remnants of the last remnants of my cold. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You are what you eat. So that's what they say, supposedly, right? So I guess you are what you talk about. And I talk a lot about Rockies, and I ran into somebody yesterday. Actually, this guy's really a nice guy. You can see him at the corner of Colfax and I want to say, Is it York? Which street, John, runs towards City Park? Is it Josephine? Is Josephine, and York goes the other way, right? Okay, he's at the corner of Colfax and Josephine. Here's what he does. He fixes chips in your windshield. So I have like a little divot in my car windshield. So I pull up and I start talking. He goes, oh, I know you. You talk about Rockies. Anyway, this guy's really skilled, but I'm known for talking a lot about Rockies, and that's okay, because I want it that way, because I believe in Rockies, and we've bought from Rockies, and we'll continue to buy from Rockies, and all I ask that you do is just check Rockies out. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. If you're thinking four-wheel drive because you're thinking wintertime, you're thinking all-wheel drive because you're thinking wintertime, then you got to think Rockies. They got a deal for you, and they've got all kinds of different vehicles. At Rockies, matching down incentive, various ways to finance, which will help you in the bank account area, and great folks to guide you through a process that drives most people nuts, including myself, and that's buying a car. And I'm talking about Tom and Marvell Shearer. I'm talking about Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato. The list of folks just goes on and on out there. They are good people who will guide you through and help you out. I'm not saying that you should go out there and immediately commit to buy an automobile, but what I am saying is why not go out and take a look? You can see what they've got on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. You can check out their inventory or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, they're right there on the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
This president has no plan how to win and or how to leave. All he's doing is putting American forces in the middle of a civil war to maintain the status quo. That is unconscionable, and he's wrong.
7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of rain, high today, 63. Look at it outside. That's Joseph Biden. And tomorrow's the anniversary of 9/11. And then, of course, today you've got General Petraeus and Ryan Crocker on the Hill talking about Iraq. And as I said earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, I mean, we've been talking about this now together for well over 2 years. And, yeah, there's 100 other things to talk about out there. But how do you get off this subject? How do you not talk about it? Since it seems to be on everybody's mind. I'm not so sure that it really makes for good talk radio, because I don't think there's much debate left. And for the people who do back what's going on, and they're now way in the minority, they're not going to be here listening to this radio station anyway. And if they are, fine. But you keep getting the same worn-out, Mary and I were talking about this yesterday, you keep getting the same worn-out talking points all the time about this whole debacle. You keep getting the same thing all the time. We're fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here, and it's a dangerous world, and Al-Qaeda is determined. And sure, Al-Qaeda is determined to cause us harm. And eventually, in the future, as Dr. Michael Schreuer said, in our 6 o'clock hour, he was here at 6:30, and you can get that on podcast on am760.net, and we're going to play that back again tomorrow. As he said, we will get hit again. I mean, it's going to happen. But these arguments are just so, so worn out. And the distortions are so worn out. And they're so tiring. And that's one of the reasons why I think that you have a, really have a hard time, that we have a hard time, that I have a hard time sparking any kind of discussion here. Because most of you, whether you consider yourself to be Democratic, whether you consider yourself to be independent, whether you consider yourself to be centrist, whatever it is, for whatever reason you sought this radio station out as an alternative to the other things that are going on the dial, I should say on the frequencies, most of you come down on the same place I come down on, that we need to have a change of course here. And that we don't believe what is being told to us. There are polls out. There's a story this morning in the Washington Post about this, that most Americans do not buy, that they look at what Petraeus is going to say today with a healthy dose of a skepticism. Do you blame them? And this threads into the thing, I think, that bothers me the most about life in America today in the year 2007, and that is that there are a lot of people out there, maybe you're one of them, you look at your own government as being your enemy. And there's no degree of trust. None. Now, I go through this too. But then there's also some uplifting moments out there, like I talked about in the first hour. Going to do government in the grocery with Congressman Perlmutter Saturday. at the King Supers in Brighton, all the nice people I met, all the concerned people I met. It was amazing to see a guy who is elected to office and a congressman who was scheduled to be there for 3 hours and ended up being there for 4 hours, 4.5 hours, and took pages and pages and pages of notes. He cares what his constituents have to say. He tries to help his constituents. You have to mark that as being a bright spot. You have to come away from that with some kind of a buzz, some kind of a glow that balances off all of the other stuff that's going on. All of the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. This cold's not totally gone yet. There's an article today in the AP this morning on the AP Wire. Listen to this. And maybe I should read you a little bit of this. And I'd love to get your reaction to it. And we've only got 15 minutes, so maybe if I don't have, maybe I can reintroduce it later this morning, or we can talk about it again tomorrow morning. Brain function of liberals and conservatives differ. The brain neurons of liberals and conservatives fire differently when confronted with tough choices, suggesting in some political divides may be hardwired, according to a study released on Sunday. Aristotle may have been more on the mark than he realized when he said that man is by nature a political animal. Dozens of previous studies have established a strong link between political persuasion and certain personality traits. Conservatives tend to crave order and structure in their lives and are more consistent in the way they make decisions. Liberals, by contrast, show a higher tolerance for ambiguity and complexity, and adapt more easily to unexpected circumstances. The affinity between political views and cognitive style has also been shown to be heritable, handed down from parents to children. And this study was published in the British Journal of Nature Neuroscience. Intrigued by these correlations, New York University political scientist David Amato and colleagues decided to find out if the brains of liberals and conservatives react differently to the same stimuli. How about this? This is a little scary, right? Check this out. A group of 43 right-handed subjects were asked to perform a series of computer tests designed to evaluate their unrehearsed responses to cues urging them to break a well-established routine. People often drove home from work on the same route day after day, such that it became habitual and doesn't involve much thinking. But occasionally there's road work, or perhaps an animal crosses the road, and you need to break out of your natural response in order to deal with the new information. Using electroencephalographs, which measure net neural impulses, the researchers examine the brain activities of conservatives and liberals. Now, do you think that we think that differently? Do you think that's hardwired in? Liberals turned out to be more flexible and were able to react when situations called for an unscheduled break in routine. Conservatives, on the other hand, were less flexible, refusing to deviate from old habits despite signals that things should be changed. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad. But I got to tell you, when I have to deviate from routine, I'm upset. But I think that has to do maybe with my bipolar. But, I mean, are we that different? Is there never going to be a time in this country where the divide is ever going to be healed? That we can't? That we're so different, that we think so differently? And if that's true, how do you explain those of us who have some conservative leanings? Anybody want to jump in and take a stab at this at 303-713-7600? You have conservative friends? You have liberal friends? Do you really think you're that different from them? Do you think that they view things differently than that strangely different than you do? Or are they persuaded by arguments? And are they persuaded by talking points where maybe you're just not persuaded? You know, I'd love to get together a room of conservatives and liberals. No people in the middle. And force them to spend time together. And give them a complex problem, a polarizing complex problem, and see if in the end they couldn't work it out. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Shay, the wet roads, the fog, the drizzle definitely creating problems for us this morning. Have that slower traffic westbound I-76 approaching I-25. C-470 has been struggling through Littleton, as is eastbound 6th Avenue between Sheridan and I-25. Still dealing with crash activity southbound 25 near 84th, northbound 225 north of Mississippi. That's stacked up back to Yosemite. And northbound I-25 is definitely sluggish through the bridges and up towards 6th Avenue. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day with periods of drizzle and showers. Will only get a high of 60 right now. Drizzle, clouds, and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Supers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies.
Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Dodgers.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Again, it's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy costs by 40%. And as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Good morning, Jay Marvin here, and it's nice to have you along. Hey, attention homeowners, here comes the Mortgage Store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. And you heard me right, I'm not lying about this. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only. 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with 6.0 APR. Man, oh man. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, you call now. You can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up, and maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. Or more. Good thing I'm going on vacation here soon. Take advantage of the special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes. But now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectra negotiated down to only $500.
Effectra is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectra, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectra helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectra was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectra now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, The Orr Law Firm, and Faith Rinoli of HeartAndHomeHealing.com. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, there are people out there going, oh, my wish has finally been granted. Jay is going to lose his voice. Well, might be true. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Man, chance of a rain, high today 63. That's all I need to do is run around naked in the weather today. That'll enhance my situation. All right, we're talking about the conservatives and liberals being wired differently. And you buy this idea. And that, okay, so we're looking at a time where we will never, ever, ever be able to get together on a single issue and work things out. Here's Jen in Parker. Jen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad you're talking about this. I normally email in, so thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of ironic that you're talking about it because last night we had some dear friends over for dinner, and he is very, very, very conservative. And we always get into a debate. And it's usually very friendly, but it usually ends up with him having the same talking point of, yes, we have to attack them there because they will come here. And then when I finally make some valid points with him, he is a Vietnam War vet, and he ends up throwing that in my face. And the conversation
starts. What, he uses that as a defense?
That the reason that us liberals, because I get that as well as you do, Jay, us liberals think that way is because we've never had to serve, and the only reason that I think that way is because I haven't had to serve, and the only reason we're safe right now is because he has served and protected us.
Well, yeah, but you could parry back to him by saying, well, neither did George W. Bush, neither did Dick Cheney.
I do.
Well, I mean, how does he answer that?
Usually the conversation is done in the heat, like as in last night, then, all right, friends, go home. So that's just, they are wired differently. They do believe that. He only listens to conservative radio. He only reads conservative. He even gets, hold your breath now, Rush Limbaugh's newsletter.
Well,
we live in a very conservative county. It's unincorporated. I'm in Parker, but it's unincorporated Albert County. And Albert County, I swear to God, 20% of those that still support Bush live here.
Does he think that what we're doing, even with the way things are now, does he think that that's right?
Yes. In fact, he cited, and I missed Meet the Press yesterday, so I couldn't partake in that part of the conversation. But he said there was a senator on there or something that was just there. And thinks things are going very well, and he would never, ever not support the war funding. And he
I don't know, but it might have been Lindsey Graham.
I think that's who he said it was.
But yeah. See, then I would have parried back and said, well, okay, I understand he was there, but how much do you think he really sees?
I did. I said that as well. I said, and you don't think that's staged when these senators or different members...
I mean, you're not free to walk around
right.
There, so you can't go any place you want.
Well, and that's what I said to him, and he said, no, he was in the trenches, and he saw, and he knows the troops are happy, and they're getting the equipment that they need, and that's just what they believe. I mean, there is no swaying them, even with saying the valid points of you don't think these are staged conversations and safe settings, and nope, he thinks that it's absolutely the right thing to do. So I don't know it gets frustrating, and... My husband's always like, why did you even go down that path with him?
Yeah,
where is he going to go?
Yeah, I have Yeah, I have friends where I just, you're right, you can't go down that path. Jen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Teenagers in jail for life for committing bad crimes. Should they be treated as adults? We'll talk about that next coming up.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now through September 13th, pick one, two, or all three Comcast services and save. Comcast Digital Cable with HBO, Comcast High-Speed Internet, Comcast Digital Voice. Our sale is your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST-NOW and choose Comcast Digital Cable plus the power and control of on-demand interactive program guide and more for just $24.99 a month for 6 months. And as a special bonus, HBO is included for 6 months. Or connect to blazing fast 6-megabit Comcast High-Speed Internet with Power Boost. Download speeds up to 12 megs per second and McAfee security suite included. Just $24.99 a month for 6 months.
How you doing?
Or get Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long distance calling and 12 popular calling features. Just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Don't wait. Sale ends September 13th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now. Our sale, your choice. That's Comcastic. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Days after Al-Qaeda released an Osama bin Laden video lecturing about the evils of capitalism and democracy, it's promising a second tape with the last testament of one of the 9/11 hijackers. CBS News terrorism analyst Paul Kurtz says putting that video out on the eve of the anniversary of the attacks is no coincidence.
I think this is very much to, if you will, spook or scare Americans and to remind them of what happened 6 years ago.
In Washington, the top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, faces Congress a little over 2 hours from now. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Foss.
General Petraeus will tell Congress today the surge is working, that attacks have gone down. But the Pentagon statistics are questioned by many, including U.S. intelligence agencies that use different numbers. And when Congress's own investigators at the GAO looked into it, they found things got better in some places but worse in others.
CBS's Lara Logan has been speaking to frontline troops.
General Petraeus will...
Got this tunnel vision...
Are frustrated by the fact that the Iraqi security forces they're working with are still corrupt, even though there are great units and they've formed, you know, very strong partnerships in certain areas with certain units. Overall, they do not have a reliable partner with which to operate.
Jerry and Kate McCann are home in England and keeping a low profile after being named as suspects in the disappearance of their 4-year-old daughter Madeline in Portugal 4 months ago. But Jerry McCann's brother Johnny is speaking out. He says Portuguese police are barking up the wrong tree.
Got this tunnel vision based on some of the evidence that they've got, and they've got themselves down a cul-de-sac that they need to get out of to get back on track for the proper investigation.
Portuguese police became suspicious after finding traces of blood in the couple's car. The courts are being asked to decide whether federal prison officials can remove religious books from prison chapels. The idea is to get rid of books that advocate violence or hatred. But Mark Early with the Prison Fellowship, a Christian group, says officials are using a sledgehammer to swat a fly.
The Bureau of Prisons is simply saying that every faith tradition gets 150 books, and we're going to tell you what those 150 books are. And we think that's inappropriate.
Moves to ban cell phone calls and text messaging by teenage drivers are gaining momentum. At least a dozen states are working on laws to that effect. One is sponsored by New York State Senator Carl Marcellino.
We recently had five young women upstate New York die in a horrific crash. The records show that one of them, we think it was the driver, was either sending or receiving a message.
Everyone's a critic, and most critics didn't think much of last night's Britney Spears comeback on the MTV Video Music Awards. Some of Spears' fellow performers gave her mixed reviews.
Kind of the most important night of her life.
I kind of feel sorry for it.
It's a tough balance, balancing motherhood and entertainment business, and so I support her.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 36 points. NASDAQ is up 2. This is CBS News.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Ever run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selections vary by location. See store for details.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. A touch of fall in the air. Scattered showers and drizzle will be affecting the morning commute. A chilly wind blowing along the Front Range will last through Tuesday. Today's high only in the 50s and Tuesday's in the 60s. There might even be a chance for a dusting of snow above 8,000 feet. Bear deaths from run-ins with humans in Colorado could rival the record set in 2002 when there were 404. A late freeze and drought across the West have drastically reduced berries and acorns that the bears love. They've ventured into towns foraging on garbage bins. Bear encounters with humans have already exceeded the numbers from last year. A new poll says nearly 50% of Iraqis who were surveyed want U.S. forces and their coalition allies to leave the country immediately. 70% in the survey say they believe the U.S. troop surge has made security worse. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Gia Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Steve. It's been a tough ride. We've got stop-and-go conditions now on your westbound lanes of C-470. Watch out there for a crash near Santa Fe. You're going to hit those delays right at Broadway. Still seeing the same problem northbound I-25 from Founders Parkway to Castle Pines, eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth toward I-25, and northbound I-25 has really been bogged down through the tech center this morning. Watch out. Those delays kick in at County Line Road and stick with you all the way up to Broadway. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. Periods of drizzle and showers, looking for a high of 60 right now. Light drizzle, fog, mist, 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. The adventure begins this Saturday with the grand opening celebration from 10 to 6, located south of Wildcat Reserve and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, or at backcountryco.com.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Chance of rain, high today, 63. Look at it outside. Okay. We talked about this once before. I want to talk about it again. The idea that kids, 14, 15, 13, 15, 16 years old, that they commit a crime, they're not adults, but they're treated as adults, and they end up serving life in prison. So they're there forever. And is this really fair and just? And I have a lot of trouble with this. We're joined by Mary Ellen Johnson, who is the executive director of the Pendulum Foundation, to talk about this very subject. And Mary, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
You bet. All right. First, explain to people who don't know what the Pendulum Foundation is, and then also talk about this issue of kids, because that's basically what they are, ending up going to prison for life.
Well, the Pendulum Foundation serves kids that are serving life and hard times in the adult prison system. And I got involved with this issue because I knew a 15-year-old in Woodland Park who received life without parole. But I did not know then that we are the only nation on the planet that sentences kids to life in prison without the possibility of parole. No other nation does that. There may be a handful that send maybe one or two or whatever, but we have more than 2,300. And in Colorado, we have 45 kids that are serving life. We'll probably have one more with this recent case about the mentally ill teen who will probably be sentenced to life in prison, too. But my big, surprise is, why is the United States different from every other nation on the planet?
And every other nation on the planet being, I mean, explain how we are different.
Well, we're different because we do sentence these kids to long time in the system. And, you know, no other nation sentences these kids to life without parole. And so then you have to ask the question, are our kids worse here in the United States than they are in Europe or South America or any place? And I would say no. I would say that it's our laws. And we have to make a choice whether we want to punish, whether we believe in redemption, or do we believe in rehabilitation, or do we believe in retribution. And I believe that in the United States, we obviously believe in retribution if we think that a kid who goes in at 15 should spend the rest of his life in prison.
How did this whole thing get started about treating kids, because that's what they are, teenagers, about treating them like they're adults?
Well, Jay, you and I are about the same age, and you remember, in the 80s, in the early 90s, when we were talking about the super predators, these kids that were going to suddenly be roaming our streets and killing people by the hundreds. And so what happened was there was a little bump in juvenile violence, and so what we started doing was we responded to the scare the same way we respond to, like, the scare about Iraq or whatever. We responded to that by lawmakers becoming tougher and tougher on crime. And what these kids that used to be put into the juvenile facility, and even here in Colorado, for the same crimes that they're getting life, they used to be treated for, and they used to be out by, say, 18 or 21, and they went on to become productive citizens. In Colorado, we kept worsening the sentences, increasing the sentences, and then with the Summer of Violence, everything kind of coalesced in 1993, and where we had a summer where there drive-by shootings, all of that, and then the legislature came back and toughened a lot of laws. And what I want to say about the Summer of Violence is that was a media myth. People have gone back since then and done the statistics on that. There was an insignificant bump in the crime rate. Most of it was not juveniles. The difference was that the media pounced on that and wrote like 200 stories. So all of our tough-on-crime stuff, or a lot of it, is based on a myth.
8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mary Ellen Johnson, Executive Director of the Pendulum Foundation, is on the line with us. We're talking about kids in jail for life. I talked to Governor Ritter about this. I believe it was on Friday I talked to him a little bit about this. He brought up an interesting aspect. What about the victims' families and their feelings about this?
Well, that is something that we always have to deal with, and that is totally legitimate. How do you balance what we see is that some of these kids are rehabilitatable or redeemable, and family members who will never have their loved one come back into society? I mean, these kids, most of them have killed somebody. Not all of them, but most of them have. And I guess the response that we have to that is, I would love a time, and we actually introduced legislation that never went anywhere about this, where restorative justice concepts, where the victim and the offender come together, and where there is some sort of a mediation and healing, that's what we would like. And we're not saying that that can happen in all sorts of cases. Or, Jay, let's really think outside the box. How could and is there a way for the victims actually to receive some peace without
sending somebody to prison for life? Are there different ways to handle this? And in a lot of other nations, there is. There are ways, you know, the community service, all sorts of things. I'm not saying that kids should not go into the prison system, but there are ways for the victims, I think, to have some sort of voice in this other than how harsh do you want the prison sentence to be? Because if they have no choice, and there is no way, a lot of these victims want to know why. They want to know if the young man is sorry. They have all sorts of questions about it. And I can tell you, because we talked with some of the victims' families, some of the families still want that those kids to stay there forever. A lot of them don't want that anymore. So how do you differentiate between the two, and how do we come up with some sort of healing for everybody? That's what the Pendulum Foundation wants to do.
Well, keeping them there forever, though, doesn't it seems to me that doesn't solve anything. I mean, that doesn't. I don't understand how that brings anybody peace of mind.
I think that's a good point. I think the only way that it brings peace of mind is if the victims are really saying vengeance, because there is no other way. And, you know, you took my child's life. I'm going to take your life. And that was talked about a lot during the legislation, too, where they say, take a life, we take your life. But I think, too, we as a civilized nation, I think there has to be a way to step above that and say, okay, then, you know, is there something beyond prison? Is there a way that they could come out? Is there a way that they could do help the communities? Is there anything that these kids could do to redeem themselves? And if we are after pure vengeance, you and I know, Jay, that the cost of keeping these kids behind bars for life is tremendous. I think it's about $2 million a year now, and that doesn't include all the kids that are serving long prison sentences. So if we want to be vengeful, look at the toll that it's taking on us with our roads, our bridges, our infrastructure, our education system. Is there a better way to handle this problem? And I think that there is.
8:15, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mary Ellen Johnson, Executive Director of the Pendulum Foundation. We're talking about kids serving life terms. You know, the other thing is, and I've always had a hard time coming to grips with this, because as a society, I don't really, really, really believe that we believe that people who go to jail are redeemable, because we don't put any kind of emphasis, really, or we don't put as much emphasis as we should on rehabilitation. It's more about punishment, and that would be the same thing with these kids. Like, there's more focus on he got 30 years to life or whatever it is than, okay, he's 15 or 16 and he did this or she did this. They've got a long time left to live. How do we make them, how do we punish them but make them productive citizens so that the taxpayers and society as a whole doesn't have to put up with a burden of carrying these kids?
Well, and that's where this policy is really self-defeating, because if we want to punish people, who are we really punishing? We're punishing ourselves, because after a while, that kid in the system, I mean, yeah, it's really tough for them in the system, especially when they first come in. But after they've been there a while, then they just kind of stay away from people or become involved with gangs, whatever it is that people do, they become, they get used to prison. And in the meantime, we are spending $30,000 a year per kid at least to put them in there, and because so we can feel good that they're never going to come out. Who are we really punishing? And Colorado is the worst in the United States for reentry programs. So I see, what I see is that even if these kids were coming out, or when the prisoners do come out, we don't have any sorts of programs for them. So when they come out, there is no way, you know, that they can get a job. I mean, we make it so difficult. And then are we surprised when they don't succeed? And I think that you've really hit the heart of this, and I think that we do believe that a person is his crime, and we think that these people really, really are bad people. And
the other part of this, too, is You're taught as a kid that if you go to jail and if you serve your time, you've paid your quote-unquote debt to society.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you never pay that debt, and you live with it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And nobody ever forgives you, really.
No, they don't forgive you. And all the laws are set up when you come out, when you say, you know, have you ever been convicted of a felony? You have to mark that. But it's very difficult. You probably, if you were 15, let's get real here. If you were 15 and you went in, like my friend Jacob Eind, he didn't know how to drive a car when he went in 1992. There weren't cell phones, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, the world that he is in now would be very different if he were even plunked out here into society. How do we expect them to ever be able to make it, and yet we make it very, very difficult for them? But again, I think the bottom line for this is we do believe that they should never, ever repay their debt to society, and that may be so, but other nations don't do this, and yet they don't have our crime rate and they don't have our violence. So what is it about America with just punishment that makes us one of the most violent places on the planet? What we're doing isn't working, so can we figure out another way?
Yeah, I've thought about that a lot. I think a lot of this is based on emotion, and a lot of it's not based on really trying to simplify. No, a lot of it's not based on really trying to think out a concrete plan on how to deal with this and weigh the pros and cons. And politicians use this to try to send some kind of strong message that they are, quote-unquote, and you don't hear much of this these days, but you used to hear a lot of it, that, oh, I am the law and order candidate.
Right.
Where I don't understand how anybody reasonably can figure out, no matter how much of a monster a 15- or 16-year-old is, that they can reasonably figure out that a 15- or 16-year-old is an adult, because a 15- or 16-year-old is not an adult in every other sense of the word in this society, but suddenly a 15- or 16-year-old is an adult when it comes to going to jail?
Well, it makes absolutely no sense. And I remember when I was 15 or 16 years old, thank goodness my brain capacity and my thought processes have changed over time. But and we say, no, with these kids it's different, but you're absolutely right, Jay. All the research, the brain development research, all of that has said kids are not adults. They should be treated differently. And you and I know that the United States Supreme Court, when they said no more executing of juveniles, said juveniles should be treated differently from adults. And these kids were caught up, just as you said, in the law and order candidates in the early 1990s, when everybody was saying, let's get tough on crime. And they used these kids and the whole issue of crime to build private prisons, to get reelected. And they will be the first ones to tell you privately, we know this doesn't work. And even a lot of the law and order politicians are trying to find a way around it now, but they're afraid their constituency will say, lock them up and throw away the key. I think we've moved beyond that, because we have, what, $700 and some million per year on our prison budget, and that is being taken out of every other part of our society. Governor Ritter wants to be the education president and governor and the energy governor. How can he do that, and I believe he knows that, with a prison budget like that? I think even the Department of Corrections, I know they want changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that leads me to this question. What is the hang-up in getting this changed?
I'll tell you the hang-up. It is the legislators who say, no, if you kill somebody, you still have to spend a lot of time in prison. And the true hang-up is the retroactivity. They will say, we will go forward, but those 45 kids that are serving life in prison, we are never going to lower the sentences for them. It's just not politically palatable. And I've talked with a lot of people privately, and they have also said to me, Mary Ellen, we agree with you 100%. We're never going to take this to the legislature again. You know, Jay, we fought this in the Republican-controlled legislature. Oh, I think it was in 2002 and on up. And we actually got farther in that legislature than we have in the Democratic legislature, because I think they're very concerned, too, about bringing a bill to Governor Ritter that he would not sign. And he has made it very clear I've been told that he's not for retroactivity, but we have said, what about selective? Not all of them. And that leads us to the Juvenile Clemency Board, which he has signed.
Right, which he's behind totally.
Yes, and I think that that's a wonderful idea. Our problem with the Juvenile Clemency Board, if we have one, is that when you look at, say, the 45 kids, and there's going to be hundreds, probably 200 or so kids that are serving long prison sentences, when those kids, when their jacket or whatever goes before the governor and the pardons board is looking at all this stuff, you know, a lot of these kids, when they first went in, 14, 15, 16 years old, they got involved with gangs. And now they're 25 or 30, they put all of that behind them. A lot of them have spent time in the supermax prisons where they're locked down 23 hours out of the day. That doesn't look good. And yet these kids have had to grow and mature in prison. Now they're older. They've served their time. They're doing well now. But how will that look when they go before the governor's board? And also, too, the programs and things that they have so that they can come out or that show that they're doing well inside, they're not even eligible for those because they're serving life in prison. And why would Department of Corrections give a Jacob Bind or some of these other kids, why would they give them programs when they've got people hitting the streets that can't get the programs? So in a way, I think it's a wonderful beginning, and we would love to work with the governor to really, really make it work. I think his heart's in the right place, and I think that there are ways to achieve compromises, but, you know, I hope that we tweak that a little bit more because I would like to see good programs for these guys inside, restorative justice programs, all of that, and then gradually ease them out into society. But, you know, not just take one or two of them and plunk them in downtown Denver. That's not going to work either.
How about a ballot initiative?
We would love to do a ballot initiative, and we're thinking about that in either 2008 or 2010. And if we can't get overall sentencing reform for the prisoners, we are really thinking seriously about that because all our polling has shown is that Coloradans are very uneasy about sentencing kids to long terms in the prison system. And when you throw in there some great programs from across the United States and say, hey, could we do that in Colorado, and if we did it, would you be for lower sentencing? They're all for it. And, Jay, we've got a couple of kids in there that are serving life who killed their abusers. And when you put that to the poll, people are saying those kids need to be pardoned right now. Because, and I'll just speak personally for a minute, we've got two kids, Jacob Bind and Nathan Ibanez, who did kill their abusers. And when you go back into their files and you talk with people who knew them, Jay, they told people that they were being abused. People in the communities knew they were being abused. They went to social services on behalf of these kids. Nothing was done. And yet we are going to hold these kids who are being raped and who are being beaten and all these things that were happening to them, we're going to sentence them to life in prison? I don't think so. And yet that's what we've done.
Well, I think we've got to put an end to it. I think it's unjust and I think it's wrong. And we ought to see what we can do here in Colorado in the coming years. One thing is, you guys are a nonprofit,
yes.
So you need help. You need financial support desperately. There are a lot of people out there looking, a lot of organizations out looking for financial support. But this one is one that you guys are worth supporting, one, because it's right, and two, because it will save the taxpayers money in the long run, your ideas. So how do people get involved with you or contribute?
Well, if they want to contribute to us, and thank you, Jay, we would appreciate that because we are a nonprofit, they can go to pendulumfoundation.com. There's a place where they can volunteer, or we really need the financial help, particularly if we're going to do a ballot initiative. Or people can call me privately, 720-314-1402, and talk to me. And on KBDI Channel 12, they're going to show this month When Kids Get Life, the PBS Frontline documentary that came out about 2 or 3 months ago. And if people would watch that and then give us a call or visit pendulumfoundation.com, that would be really helpful because I think we're on the right side of this issue. We need help. I think it would make Colorado an extremely progressive state. And instead of being backwards, which all of the world sees Colorado as backwards, we've had international attention on this, we could look like the shining star in the shining state that we really, really, truly are.
All right, Mary Ellen, thank you so much for your time. We urge everybody to go to your website, pendulumfoundation.com, and we'll have you back on again. And we'll continue to keep discussing this. And thanks for getting up and being on the show this morning.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this whole thing is a disgrace, and we got to get it changed. PendulumFoundation.com. And be sure to watch that special on Channel 12. I've seen it, and it is shocking. And you were really you really walk away with something there. And if you want to continue to talk about this subject,
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's SMARSH.com.
8:30 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Well, is there any doubt the fall's here? Look at it outside. I mean, even though tomorrow it's going to jump back up into the 80s and be mostly sunny, and if you look down the pike for the rest of the week, 72 on Friday, probably 73 on Thursday, but on Wednesday, it's going to inch back up into the 80s, but there's no doubt about it. Fall is here and winter is coming on. And if you're thinking to yourself, I am not going to go through this winter again like I did last winter, I need a four-wheel drive vehicle, then you need Rocky's Autos. Why? Because that's the place to get the best price break, is at Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Even if you're not interested in an SUV or an all-wheel drive, maybe you want something else, they've got over 700 vehicles on the lot, everything, literally, that you can think of. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com. Get on the internets or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You come a little bit late, though, they'll stay past 9, and they'll take care of you, and you'll be absolutely fine, because that's what they're all about. So get out there and see my friends Tom and Marvell Shear. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, see Colby Harris, see Fred Lombardo, any of those folks out there at Rockies. They'll definitely, definitely take care of you. Rockies Autos, where everybody cares, from Kevin in the shop all the way down the line. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Erectile dysfunction isn't something you want to sing about, but you should talk to your doctor about it. I did, and so have millions of others. In fact, Viagra, also called Sildenafil Citrate, has already helped over 17 million men with ED. Ask your doctor if Viagra's right for you. America's most prescribed ED treatment, more satisfying sexual experiences with my partner. Now that's worth singing about.
Viva Viagra!
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injuries, stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease in vision or an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. Always remember to protect yourself and your partner against STDs.
To learn more, see our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-888-4-VIAGRA or visit Viagra.com today.
Viva Viagra!
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, I mean, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk. And AM760.net.
I wanted to play Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, and I want to talk about the fact that, once again, what would you call those commercials? Male enhancement products? Better results with my lover. 33 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Those spots insult my intelligence. And you see a lot of those in sports car magazines, too, in the back. About luring women. But the thing that always gets me about it is, and I'm looking for a creative way to say this. If you end up like a 9-iron for 4 hours, I wouldn't have the guts to walk into an emergency room. Would you?
Especially, I probably would.
Especially dealing with a female nurse. See, I got this submarine and the periscope won't go down. If you get what I'm trying to say. 34 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance of rain, high today 63. All right, what about kids? What about teenagers going to jail for life, as Mary Ellen was talking about? And that's the Pendulum Foundation. Let's go to the phones. Gary Longmont, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I guess pendulum is a good word for the group, because I guess I can swing both ways on this. I can understand some kids, especially kids that are fighting against their abusers, if it's truly abuse, killing their abuser or their rapist or their kidnapper or whatever, something like that. But I think there are probably kids in prison that really need to be kept out of society, and perhaps for good. I don't know.
Why would you? Well, okay. A couple things. First of all, I mean, if it's a case of abuse, it's pretty well evident that that's what it is.
Right.
And on the second one, why would anybody think that if you're, and I asked this question once before on the air, if you're like 15 or 16, why would you be considered an adult in this area of your life, but you're not considered an adult in any other area? And then, finally, you got to look at the burden to the taxpayer, to you and me, to carry these kids for the rest of their lives. And should prison be about punishment, or should it be about rehabilitation?
Well, these are really good questions, and I wish I had all the answers. All I have is opinions. But I would say that rehabilitation needs to be the key for everybody, not just kids, but kids and adults. And I think.
All right, hang on a second. I'm gonna give you second here to think about this. We'll pick up some traffic, and then I'll come back. 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Gina, traffic.
Stop-and-go conditions we still have along northbound I-25 extending now all the way back to Lincoln. That's in the Douglas County area up to Lincoln on the north side. So definitely give yourself plenty of time through there. Westbound C-470 is crawling between Broadway and Santa Fe for your Highlands Ranch commute. That was due to a crash near Santa Fe. And we have the same problem on the northbound I-25 coming up through Castle Rock. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies later today, but we'll get periods of drizzle and showers. High of 60 right now, 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find...
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
$500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To see how your home can be part of this innovative study, call 303-430-SAVE.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After 8 here on AM 760, the Progressive Talk. Chance of rain, high today 63. We're talking about kids going to jail, being treated as adults, spending life in prison. I urge you to contact the Pendulum Foundation at pendulumfoundation.com and get involved in this. Let me go back to Gary in Longmont, who was holding around on the phone zone there. All right, Gary, you give any thought to those questions I ask? You got any, just tell me your feelings.
Okay. That's probably the easiest. Regarding taxes, I think we spend a lot of taxes unnecessarily in the prison system, that we have a lot of people in prison that don't belong in prison, and kids and adults both. But the one thing, you know, when it comes to killing someone, I think that's really, that's a really tough thing. If someone kills someone else, and this is not an accident, this is, they mean to kill someone and they are doing it out of anger or retribution or whatever, and it's not, the abuse situation or anything, I think that's a significant problem in this person's behavior. And it's possible that they could be rehabilitated, but I would not want to have a special consideration only because they are one day before their 18th birthday.
You have to have the cutoff line somewhere. But I mean, why would why would we assume, this always fascinated me, why would we assume as a society that if you're 17 or 16 or 15, that you can't be treated as an adult in any other area except this area?
Well, that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to that.
Well, I'll tell you what I think the answer is. You know what the answer is?
Well, I know they're not mature enough.
No, it's getting elected. That's what the answer is about. It's about coming forward, and what used to be fashionable in this country now doesn't seem to be so fashionable, which is to beat your chest and scream you're the law and order candidate.
Yeah, that's true. Well, again, like I said, I really swing both ways on this, but I really, you know, when it comes down to murder, murdering someone, I really lean towards the victim's family.
Well, I
really
do too. I do too. But the thing is, and the victim's family should be taken into account, number one. But the thing is, at some point, you have to come up with some kind of a workable solution in dealing with someone who is 15 or 16. So stop lying to the public and trying them as adults when all of us damn well know that when you're 15 or 16, you do not have the reasoning mechanism that you're supposed to have when you're, say, 25 or 30.
Right. I agree. Although some 25 and 30-year-olds don't have the reasoning that normal 25 and 30-year-olds have.
Listen, we got a guy who's, I don't know, how old is he, who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't think he has the reasoning capability of a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I meet a lot of adults who I wouldn't consider to be adults in their behavior.
Right, right.
All right, Gare. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a good day. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Jay.
Hey, man.
Long-time listener. We haven't talked since you were on the other station.
Ooh.
Tom Hartman has an interesting take on the attitudes of conservatives and liberals that I think answers the question that was asked between you and the lady about why this country is the way it is in this issue of kids in jail. And just our whole criminal justice system generally. Conservatives view government as having primarily punitive functions, and liberals view government as having primarily supportive functions. And conservatives have dominated the criminal justice debate in this country pretty much since at least 1900, if not for the whole life of the country. And their idea is, throw everybody in jail and throw away the key. And they believe that punishment deters, which usually it does not, because people don't think about punishment when they commit a crime.
No, there's no history in any way, shape, or form of punishment ever deterring anything. In other words, here's an interesting thing. In states where the death penalty is carried out more often, the amount of homicides always goes up after there's a killing.
Yeah. Hey, if the government can do it, so can I, you know.
Well, I don't know if that's what causes it. But it does happen.
Yeah. And, you know, Colorado for decades has been a leading conservative state, and so it shouldn't be a surprise that our criminal justice system is the way it is. The trouble is that if you try to write laws and implement laws that take in the criminal justice system each individual on a case-by-case basis and work out what's best for that offender and what's best for the victims and what's best for the society, this is another characteristic I see in conservatives.
Well, but
that's
but
really hard work.
No, but see, I disagree with you. I don't think that they're beyond that they're that dead set a lot of them, and that they're not beyond reasoning. I think there are certainly some of them who are not, but I also think there are some of them who you can talk to, and you can reason it out with them. You just have to go the extra mile to get it done. And I also think there are a lot of people who would consider themselves to be neither. liberal or conservative, but consider themselves to just be, you know, every day in the middle, and they're conservative on some things and they're liberal on other things. And what you have to do is you just have to find that point in which you can engage them on a dialogue and in which you can explore and find common ground.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. Sure. But the thing is that the dominant neocon, or whatever you want to call it, that has controlled this debate for so long, as I say, has imposed upon this country the idea that punishment deters, and that, you know, okay, so we're going to lock away a 25-year-old person who's found with a half an ounce of marijuana, or a 25-year-old person who's found with an ounce of crack or something like that for 5 or 6 or 10 years, when if you take these things on an individual case-by-case basis, maybe that person should get some probation and rehab.
Well,
which is what I believe.
Yes, because punishment doesn't work without rehabilitation.
You got to take it on a case-by-case basis, and that's really hard work, and it's expensive. And the dominant political orientation in our society doesn't want to do that hard work.
Well, I think that if you explain it to them, I think if you do the business of trying to get them to understand, I think that can change.
Because I
think the country is changing, and you know what? We're in the mainstream. We are mainstream Americans. It's those folks with the extremist agendas who are not in the mainstream. Dave, good to hear your voice again.
Okay.
Thanks,
see
you later, man. All right, 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Watch out for crash activity we've had off the highway. Kind of a busy intersection. Parker at Hamden. Looks like 4 vehicles at that intersection. Still struggling just about every highway across the metro area. Very slow conditions along 225 both directions through Aurora. Still seeing eastbound I-70 tied up between Sheridan and Brighton from a wreck near Federal. And we have those stop-and-go conditions on the south side of town. Northbound I-25 Lincoln all the way up through the bridges. Northbound I-25 through Castle Rock and westbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy day, but we'll get periods of drizzle and showers throughout the day. Get a high of 60, hopefully. Right now, we've got some light drizzle, 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota Certified Used Vehicles, the best new cars make the best used cars, featuring a 3-month, 3,000-mile comprehensive warranty from date of certified.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166.
800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
8:52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me have a few words with you here about Icon LASIK Center. I've told you for a while now that Icon has the most advanced custom LASIK technology available. Their laser vision correction team has the most experience in Denver. I mean, the most experience in Denver. And they've got the best technology and affordable pricing, too. Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, and they do it with safe and affordable LASIK procedures. Icon is the only Denver LASIK clinic that has completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. Icon provides the newest technology, like Intralase, bladeless LASIK, for as little as $4.99 per eye. So why not call to learn more about all your options? Financing is available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. So if you've been thinking about how much better your life would be with LASIK and without those glasses, now's the time to call 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yeah, I haven't been punished enough with Jay Marvin on your radio. Then go get the iPods, podcast, and get punished even more. 8:55, 55 minutes after 8. I understand they're going to start they're commercial free, and they're going to start using this show to play to prisoners in Guantanamo. Chance of a rain, high today 63, and it is like a cloudy watercolor painting out there. We're talking about kids going to jail for life. Get in contact with the Pendulum Foundation because they're trying to change this. And let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think there's one more factor that is important in terms of the use of prison, and that is to protect society. I have an 18-year-old son, so I know how impulsive they can be. And probably for the most part, I agree that they should be given a chance and not be put in jail for life. But there are people, and it doesn't matter what age they are, who are a danger to society, and they should not be allowed to be put out there if they show no remorse. If they show no signs of rehabilitation after they've tried to rehabilitate them and they cannot do it, I think that everybody should be considered on it, like the previous caller said, on an individual basis.
Well, I think you got a big gulf between somebody who's 45 years old or 35 years old and somebody who's 15 or 16. That's number one. Then number two, we don't even try, because prison in this country has never been about rehabilitation. Prison has been about two things: punishment and going into jail and learning how to be a better criminal.
I agree with you for the most part about that.
I know it's true, because I know people that have served a lot of time and can tell you.
But there are also people who are just bad people. And
I don't
care
that.
Whether they're... You don't believe someone like, Ted Bundy or...
Yes, but Ted Bundy's, but Ted Bundy's not 15. Ted Bundy's not 16. Jeffrey Dahmer... which that case I'm real familiar with, because I knew the district attorney McCann who prosecuted him, mm-hmm. and sat down and talked to him for a long period of time about this. Jeffrey Dahmer was not 15 or 16 years old, and Jeffrey Dahmer never got within his lifetime any appreciable help on any of those situations. And had he been caught doing something when he was 15 or 16, he under the way the system is structured now, he would have never, in any way, shape, or form, ever gotten any kind of help.
Well, that I agree with you about that. I do think, though, that there are people who show signs from, I mean, Ted Bundy was showing signs from 5 years old that he had, and
maybe we should have a bigger discussion about mental health in this society.
Oh, yeah, that's another point as well. I just feel that there is a difference when you commit murder. That's an adult crime.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think you can turn around and say to somebody who's 15 years old, oh, wow, you know what, now you're an adult. Really? How does that work? You know, when you're not an adult in any other sense, but you're an adult because you committed murder and that's an adult crime.
If you're capable of doing that, well, I think they need to, what I'm saying is they need to treat everyone on an individual basis.
All right, well, I don't have any problem with that. Elaine, thanks.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thanks.
All right, open phones coming up next.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill, where in 90 minutes, Congress will receive the much-anticipated Iraq report of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker, who will try to convince skeptical lawmakers and a skeptical public that the troop surge is working but needs more time. After 4 years of war, keeping more troops in Iraq longer is not what Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid wants to hear.
I think enough's enough, and that's my outlook on this.
It is a critical moment for many Republicans wavering in their support of the war who agreed to hold off over the summer waiting for this report. They're looking for some evidence things really can get better. It was President Bush, of course, who launched this surge strategy and who has the most at stake politically today. With that part of the story, here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
And, Bob, the stakes indeed are very high here. The White House will be tracking every word of the give and take on the Hill. But this morning, spokesman Tony Snow tried to put an independent stamp on the testimony. He insists the White House has not seen, shaped, or discussed it. President Bush has been briefed on it by General Petraeus. While the Iraq status report was written by the White House National Security Council with input from the generals in the State Department, Snow says the testimony was prepared by two career professionals, Petraeus and Crocker. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
The video featuring Osama bin Laden that came out last week may not be the end of it. Al-Qaeda says another video with bin Laden, along with the last testament of one of the 9/11 hijackers, will be released. Tomorrow's the 6-year anniversary of the attacks. CBS News Homeland Security consultant Paul Kurtz.
He is here. He is still in control of the core Al-Qaeda group, and this could suggest that there may be some infighting within Al-Qaeda.
The FDA is considering whether symbols on food packaging might be a good way to alert shoppers about products with high nutritional value, easier to read than the small fine print. Julie Green, who's with Hannaford Brothers Supermarkets in New England, says shoppers seem to like the idea.
They have told us that it just makes it easier for them to find the better-for-you foods, that the current state of packaging and advertising is that it's overwhelming.
Her chain and others have already started putting smart spot symbols on some healthier products. Walt Disney Company says it's going to begin independent testing its toys featuring its own characters. This includes random testing of some toys already on the shelves. Disney is informing toy makers, including Mattel, which has ordered a series of recalls after concerns about lead paint. They're home again in Britain, but questions still surround the parents of missing 4-year-old Madeleine McCann.
It's awful. Ian, it's absolutely awful what they're having to endure.
The girl's uncle insists they are not responsible. Portuguese police say they're suspects in the case, and prosecutors could decide later on this week whether to press charges. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 32, NASDAQ off 14. This is CBS News.
Hello, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren from eHarmony. I'd like you to listen to Sherry, a beautiful woman who was matched with her husband Frank on eHarmony.com.
It's amazing that at our age, you really don't think that you're going to have those young feelings again that you had as a young kid, your 20s, 30s even. It's fun to feel young.
It's never too late to get matched with the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony.com and begin with your free personality profile today.
That Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases, plus 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworkliferewards.com for details.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Security wait times at Denver International Airport are running long. One passenger at DIA contacted AM 760.
It actually fills up the entire security area. It comes out and back along the back side of the airport, and then it goes all the way down to the other end of the airport.
Lines through security for international travel are lengthy. The search for missing aviator Steve Fawcett has gone public, at least for people with access to a computer. Satellite images of the search area in western Nevada are now available online, courtesy of Longmont, Colorado-based Digital Globe. The drizzle and the chill in the air will make it feel a lot more like fall than the end of summer in Denver. There might even be a chance for a dusting of snow above 8,000 feet. And some 1,400 Iraqi refugees are arriving in U.S. cities, including Denver, some of them today. The State Department says it's being done to ease a worsening humanitarian crisis. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's been a struggle all morning long due to the weather conditions. We're still seeing those stop-and-go conditions northbound I-25 through the Douglas County area, stretching up through the tech center and into the bridges. Castle Rock was having troubles between Founders Parkway and Castle Pines, so give yourself plenty of time there. And we were clearing a wreck westbound C-470 around Santa Fe. Other than that, looks like a little bit better now, seeing some recovery, although we do have a crash at Colorado and Yale, Parker at Hamden. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes. Weather outlook today.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, it's a chance of rain, 63 today. Looks gloomy out there, doesn't it? 9:06, 6 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. It's fashionable to complain about the weather, and plus I talk too much about the weather to begin with. I just have these fantasies. I wish I were Mike Nelson, because he knows everything there is to know about the weather. If Mike says it's so, you better take it to the bank. He's hardly ever wrong. And this is the most difficult place in the world to forecast weather. All right, we got a pair of Broncos tickets to give away. We're going to do that tomorrow. Right now, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. And you can talk about anything that you want to talk about. You want to talk about kids in prison? Fine. You want to talk about General Petraeus, who is set to deliver the Iraq Progress Report to Congress? Okay. You want to talk about the weather? Fine. You want to get on and talk about music? Okay. What, John?
What if I want to talk about how lucky the Broncos were to get the win yesterday?
Well, you can talk about that, too. I didn't see the game. I watched the Italian Grand Prix, and then I watched Indy Racing, the last race of the season in Chicagoland, in which Dario Franchitti won on the last lap because Scott Dixon ran out of gas. And Danica Patrick made an idiot out of herself again by spinning out on the way to the pits. Danica, the $10 million hype child who has not got a first-place finish all frickin' year. And in F1, Alonso did great, and my man Massa came in third. And then Mary and I are headed to Salt Lake City. Tomorrow, after I get off work, we're going to go to the last race of the Rolex Grand Am season. And we're going to be the guests of Dr. Jim Lowe and Jim Pace. So, and I'm going to see my guy I really like, Darren Law, who's a great driver. So that's what's going on. I'll be gone until next Tuesday, and Mario will sit in, who's really a great guy. And not only is he a great guy, but he's a great talent, too. So he'll do an even better job than I do. So you get a real treat by having Mario sit in. 303-713-7600, and it is. I'm an announcer. It's open phones. Let me go to Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I don't know if you've been listening to NPR recently, but to me, it almost seems like they're doing a cheerleading thing for this Petraeus report and the Surgeon General.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know something. Let me tell you about them. A lot of people listen to them because they're an alternative to white boys screaming on the radio on one political side, and on the other political side, far-out extreme conspiracy theories and all kinds of boring nonsense. But the trouble is they're also perceived by a lot of people as being liberal. And what you're discovering, Al, is they're not really.
Well, you know, I figure that they would be the most objective of the news organizations out there, and far from it. You know, they keep on coming up with all these positives about the surge, and yet they seem to pay minimal attention to the GAO report, you know, which says that there has been little, if any, progress in Iraq. In fact, there has been setbacks. So, you know, I mean, where's the objectivity there?
Well, Media Matters for America has caught Mara Eliason numerous times, either twisting the facts or repeating conventional wisdom stuff time and time again. And they've called her on it. And I laugh when people say to me, because you know what? Look, you have to be careful about where you get news from anybody, and you should always double-check everything, including what I say, what anybody says. If you have the time, go check it out. But this idea that they're going to be more objective than anybody else, sometimes they are. But many times they're not, but there is this. If you ran a perceptual study, okay, in the state of Colorado about them, or maybe in the United States of America, what you get back is, oh, yeah, they're liberal. Well, in reality, they're not.
Well, not on the Iraq situation, that's for sure.
Well, on a lot of other things that have to do with the White House and have to do with Congress and have to do with funding, because after all, they're getting funding from two places. They're getting it, one, from those people who give them money, and then they're also getting funding from the federal government, and they've had people who have been installed in National Public Radio and also in the corporation for public broadcasting, right? Who have been ideologues like every other federal agency in the government.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know they had that chairman of the, I think, of Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, and he got caught. His name was Kenneth something. I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he got caught. And I don't, you know. So I mean, it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult now in this day and age to be able to ferret out all this stuff and figure out what the heck's going on.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I guess that's why I, you know, subscribe to MoveOn.org and Media Matters, you know, in order to try to find out the truth and, you know, behind the bias of all of this. And despite the protests that one sends in, it doesn't seem like it does a whole lot of good, you know.
Are you talking about the protests to who? To the networks?
To the networks or, you know, yeah, to any of these other news organizations.
It will if you keep doing it and enough people keep doing it, it will. The sad thing about these folks is that they do not realize or don't want to come to grips with the idea that the country is changing and that it has changed and that they're what's going to end up happening to them is they're just going to arrive at the party too late.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wake up one morning and go, oh my God, what happened to my Nielsen's? Well, you know, what happened to the ratings? And it's going to be because they can't read the room. And when you can't read the room, and you're in a profit-based industry like broadcasting, you're in deep trouble.
Well, it seems like the Democrats are paying attention to these news organizations rather than what the actual polls are showing, you know, as far as what people feel about Iraq. And, you know, it's from all indications that I've seen, they're going to kowtow and bend down to the Republicans and say, well, maybe there's room for compromise here, instead of actually citing, like, the GAO report and citing objectivity instead of something that's written by the White House, which is what the Petraeus report will be.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to, because there are a number of different ideas and there's a number of different approaches that are floating around, but they all seem to have the same thing in common, which is we don't intend to go along with business as usual. So we'll have to see what ends up winning out in the eventual skirmish. And I have to be honest with you, a lot of the choices that I see, a lot of the ideas that are being circulated, I find them to be pretty interesting. I find some of them to be pretty good. I mean, the MRTHA idea of, yeah, okay, Mr. President, you can have the $50 billion, but you got to apply it towards redeployment, which is redeployment of getting out of there, and also insisting again on a timetable. I find that to be a very, very interesting idea.
But again, you know, look at the news organizations. How much are the news organizations paying attention to the MRTHA idea or spreading those other alternative ideas? All they're doing is just doing the cheerleading, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but you know what they can't do? What they can't do is it's just like things, just like what's going on in Iraq. What they can't do is they can't control the agenda in the Congress. The Congress is going to do what it thinks is right, even though sometimes we think it's wrong. A lot of times we think it's wrong, and no matter what they say, no matter how much they underreport it, the fact is that these folks are going to try this, and I just suggest to people that you follow it closely and try to devote at least a little bit of your time each day to try to figure out what's going on and to try to read what's happening. I think that's probably the best thing that you can do, and just keep. And here's the thing. Our natural inclination is to go to Democratic representatives and bug them. The real key to this problem lies on the Republican side. We should be putting just as much pressure on Wayne Allard, Marilyn Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, and Tom Tancredo as we are everybody else. Because in the end, they're the folks that are holding this thing up, particularly Wayne Allard.
That's true.
We should be beating on him, and I don't mean physically, but I'm saying if there's anybody listening who has not sent an email to him, who has not called his office, do yourself, your country, and these men and women over there, do them a favor and spend 5 minutes and get that, no matter what kind of response you get, send it out. And if you did it once and got a response, send it again. Send them another email. Don't give up.
That's true. That's true.
That's the answer, man.
Yeah.
All right, Al.
Okay, you take care.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Marcus, what's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was just listening in on this morning. That was an interesting topic about kids going to jail, and it made me think about this DVD I saw last night. And also, Jay, you're from California, correct?
Right, originally.
Yeah, you're from L.A.
Yep, okay. Well, Orange County.
Okay, Orange County. I have a good DVD here. It's an HBO original film. It's called Bastards of the Party. It's a documentary about how gangs is formed.
Yes. Yes.
I recommend this for everybody in Denver. For the people who ride the RTD buses, who hear the N-word notoriously, who say, what is wrong with the music and the culture of black people? This documentary details the incohesion, the coercion, I don't know the word, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but you know what I'm saying, of this United States government. And I'm not, I don't claim to be a nut, but I, if I see it, this is what is happening to this day, from the 40s to the 50s, about how the southern blacks came to California to escape the racism. So we had a chief of police that recruited officers from the south that came and
switched. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You know what? Anybody who's familiar with the history of the LAPD knows that they used to hire a lot of officers out of, and these areas have changed now, but they used to hire a lot of officers out of El Monte, a lot of officers out of those areas of Southern California, specifically of Los Angeles, where there was a high degree of, I don't even know any other way to put this, white male cracker attitude, and that the LAPD has been notorious for this kind of stuff for years.
That's right, and I want to give you a brief commentary. There used to be a white gang called the Spook Hunters, and they used to run around with leather jackets that had a black man with a rope hanging around. So black folks at that time had to fight back, because when they integrated the schools, they were getting jumped notoriously. And they were getting fought with, so they created a gang called the Gladiators and the Businessmen. But they wanted to keep these gangs not volatile. They wanted to keep them respectable. But what happened was you had the LAPD, you had all these factions who did not want this togetherness. They didn't want this. Plus, it stamped the Black Panther Party. It stamped all these.
Well, they were out. The people working for the LAPD, a lot of them were, and has had traditions of this, they were racist. I mean, look at the Zoot Suit riots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I just want to maintain people, if you want to understand, if you don't understand, please go on the Internet. Look, this is from HBO Films. Please take a look, and I please have empathy for the plight of African-Americans in this country, because, for one, our conditions have, let me scratch that. I like to say people have different circumstances. You can't judge people all by what they do, because their circumstances is all different. And if you look at this film, people, you have to come, if you're a conscious-minded person, you will see why we act the way we act, because we know something is going wrong, but we haven't figured it out. And the ones who want to go out there and look for the answers, why gangs develop, why we don't have high unemployment, why drugs are in the hood, this is a good documentary to say, look, maybe it's us. Maybe it's the system. They're creating jails for profit. They're doing all they can to get rid of the problems. It's this fear. And you create fear, and you get rid of the fear. It's a simple process. And I think we need to understand that if we want to keep society the way it is, because if we keep going down this road, I'm letting everybody know it's gonna break some way, some form or how, just like the Rodney King case. Just like the officers, that's gonna happen again eventually. It's not gonna stop without education and getting people to understand. I wish everybody that's a gangbanger could look at this DVD, because it would change at least half the people that would look at this. It would tell them, look, we're going down a destructive path, and we need to change. And I This right here tells me education is lacking in this country.
Right. We need education.
Period.
We need education. We need opportunity. We need employment. And we need a sense of fairness. And
period.
You cannot assume that in 40 years you're going to undo hundreds of years of wrong. There's hope in the younger generations coming up, but you've still got a system that is unequal in many cases, and you're going to have to fix it. And if we don't come to grips with it, you're right. It's just going to be, it's morally wrong. Marcus, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, it is. It's morally wrong. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And, did you hear about Big Ed? Eddie Schultz? Some guy tried to get into a fight with him in a bar. You ever been around Ed Schultz? Man, he cleaned the floor with your face. I'm shocked that this didn't happen. That guy's got some guns.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
From. They have... They're matching down incentive. They've got various ways to finance. It's all fashioned so that you get the best deal possible and you get the right kind of treatment. Tom and Marv Al-Shear will guide you through that process. Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Ziggy, Isaac. They'll all take you through this. Julia, they'll take you through the process, which is... basically, a pain in the rear most times. And also, you can see their inventory online at RockiesAutos.com on the Internet, so you can pre-qualify for a car loan, too. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. There's no better place to go to get what you want and for it to be absolutely a joy and painless. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum
minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, 9:28. 28 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. Yeah, chance of rain, really, actually, and a high of 63 today. So it's going to be a bit cool out there. Okay, should I? Would you mess with Ed Schultz? Have you ever seen Big Ed? Have you ever seen him? Like, go to our website, am760.net, and see what I'm talking about. I wouldn't mess with Eddie. You know, he used to be a football player. Check this out. Local and national liberal talk show host Ed Schultz nearly came to blows with a California Republican donor during a heated exchange about the war in Iraq Saturday night at a bar near Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Schultz, who spent 45 minutes of his local show Wednesday defending his actions at the Hotel Shoreham on the shore of Lake Sally, said a man approached him inside the bar and wanted to talk politics and the war in Iraq. Well, you know, that's like in a bar. Okay, but Ed was cordial. Well, he's a cordial guy. Schultz said the man and a woman with the man, both of whom had been drinking, would not end the conversation despite Schultz's repeated attempts to do so. Finally, I put my beer on the bar, put my finger in his face, Schultz told listeners of KFGO's News and Views morning radio show. I told the guy I didn't come here for this. The guy, Kevin Nagel of El Dorado Hills, California, offered a slightly different version of the events when contacted Wednesday by the forum. Nagel, who was visiting relatives in the area, said his cousin introduced him to Schultz Saturday night. She wrongly thought Schultz was still a Republican, as he was in his earlier radio broadcasting career. Schultz's views are now Democratic-leaning on the Ed Schultz Show, his national program. And Nagel, who was with his fiancée Saturday, said he and Schultz had a civil discussion for about 10 minutes, and that Schultz didn't appear uncomfortable. The conversation went sour when Nagel said he respects Joe Lieberman, the independent Democratic senator from Connecticut known for supporting the Iraq War. Nagel said Schultz said he doesn't like Lieberman. Eddie and I are on the same page there. And then commented that if Nagel felt so strongly about the war, his family should go over there and fight in it. The daughter of Nagel's fiancée serves in the Army and may soon go to Iraq. His fiancée's son-in-law has served in Iraq. It was at that time that Mr. Schultz completely lost control, in my opinion, Nagel said. He became enraged, and then our interactions became far less civil. Schultz said the woman with Nagel addressed Schultz's wife with profanity. If someone comes up to you in public and calls your wife, and I'm not going to repeat that, what are you going to do? Schultz said he engaged in harmless shoving with Nagel, whom he never named on his radio shows. Nagel said he knew if he hit the man, he could be arrested, which could sink his professional career. This is the best part. That's in my contract. I can't be arrested, Schultz said. I'm now the target. I'm against the war. I think Bush is a fraud. Look. People will come up to me sometimes and they'll want to talk about this stuff. And what I'll tell them is, hey, man, yes, I'll talk to you about it. But only between the hours of 6 and 10 in the morning. So it seems to me that this guy shouldn't have messed with Eddie, and that this guy was over the top. And, I mean, it's like, get over yourself, pal. And by the way, I mean, you know, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Good for Eddie. Good for Eddie. Go for it, Eddie. You got my support. Carrie and Parker. Carrie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
This has been a while that I've been trying to decide whether or not to call you, but when I dropped my son off at high school, the first day of class, there was a poster plastered to the side of a school bus recruiting for the Army. Is that legal?
Mm-hmm.
How can they do that?
How can they not? I mean, if the district is going to sell advertising space, and many districts do, Only in some of these districts, they have ads for McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Then they can't, they're not going to turn around and say to the United States Army or to the Marine Corps or whoever, well, you know, we'll take McDonald's, but we're not going to take you.
Well, I think the thing that struck me about it was I've never seen any other advertising on the buses here.
Oh, this is becoming a thing that that they're starting to do around the country is take advertisements on the side of school buses.
Okay. I understand. My husband is retired military. My father was military. I was military. But I would not encourage either one of my kids to join the military right now. And the fact that it was on the school bus would just enraged me, but I guess if they're selling advertising, they're selling advertising.
Yeah, you know what you might do, though, just to be sure that I'm correct, because I could be wrong? Call them and ask them. Call the school and ask them.
I'll do that, because, like I said, I haven't seen any other advertising, and I know that Coke and Pepsi would be all over it if it was offered.
Yeah, if they decide to do it and they can get in there. I don't think there's anything wrong with kids joining the military. I think the problem now, though, is that the military is being misused. And also, these folks who claim to support the military and are out there pimping the troops all the time and using them to sell their argument, these are also the same people who have a big-time failure to confront the fact that the troops are not getting the care, the insurance, and the help that they absolutely need. And so they claim that they care about these folks, but then when push comes to shove, they won't put their money or their actions where their mouths are, and that's the big problem.
Yeah, well, I know that my son could get a full ride at the Air Force Academy, but I'd rather pay $30,000 a year for him to go somewhere else.
Well, what does he want to do in life?
Well, he wants to be an engineer somewhere in aeronautical or space or something.
Well, then he ought to go to engineering school.
Well, he's got his sights set on MIT, but we'll see.
Well, fingers crossed. Hope he gets there.
Thank you.
Okay, Carrie, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I brought this subject up before on the air, too. Do you think it's right for school districts to take ads on the sides of buses? For anybody? Man, I sure don't. I don't want to see my local school bus driving around with a McDonald's ad? For the Air Force or anybody else? What, are we that cheap? Why do we have to commercialize everything in this society? As William Carlos Williams once said, pure products of America go crazy. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Northbound I-25 continues to see heavy traffic between County Line Road and Hamden. If you're headed up through the tech center, we did have a wreck at Colorado and Yale. Looks like that's been cleared, but we've got a new one at 45th and Peoria. Two vehicles there. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies by this afternoon, but we're going to have periods of drizzle and showers throughout the day. Looking for a high of 60 right now, 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tom Martino knows about value and customer service, and that's why he loves K&H Home Solutions. Right now, get 30% off your...
Tires that are environmentally friendly and safe? Hey, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. So whether you're driving on ice, snow, or even in clear conditions, Green Diamond Tires create safety for all seasons. To learn more about these revolutionary new tires or to find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
A great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
You know, John gives me all kinds of hand signals on the other side of the glass, and I'm just sitting here and my eyes are wandering around, and I'm like on another planet. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I love to argue, and I don't mind getting in heated arguments either, even though it makes some of you uncomfortable. But there's a time to argue, and then there's a time to face facts. There's a time to kid around, and there's a time to face facts. If you haven't faced facts about cancer, you need to do it now. All I can do is basically ask you to consider the following. Lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in America. But with early detection, lung cancer can be cured. If lung cancer is detected early, the cure rate improves dramatically. Now, CT lung screening is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. Doing a chest x-ray to diagnose early lung cancer does not improve survival because by the time it's big enough to show up on a chest x-ray, it has already spread, and this is usually over 90% of the time. So, if you've had significant exposure to smoke, if you do smoke, if you've had exposure to asbestos, you are a good candidate for a screening and getting a CT lung scan. CT lung screens for early detection of lung cancer. A CT lung screening at Front Range Preventative Imaging is about $250, and that's roughly a fourth of the cost the same procedure would you'd have to pay for at a hospital. So you know what? Get proactive about this, and all I can do is ask you to be to pay attention to this and really to take it seriously. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your loved ones, you owe it to me, you owe it to the entire community. Call 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or visit online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Do you think that thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy costs by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love soul coffee. You ever heard their song about the DJ? And the DJ comes on the radio.
You like Is Chicago Is Not Chicago?
Yep.
You know that one?
Yeah. We should strip this off and use this as the intro to the show.
I would dig it.
All right, well, put it in as a request. And we'll switch. I like to switch every 90 to 100 days anyway. 9:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I wish you could play that soul coughing. I wish you could play that DJ thing on, but it's got obscenities on it, so you can't play it on the radio. Chance of a rain, high today, 63. Oh, speaking of that, I was looking yesterday. Now I can't remember who it is, but there's a new documentary coming out. I'll think of it. Maybe I'll think of it before 10 o'clock comes around. Also, Bruce Springsteen's got a new CD out. Well, actually, it'll be out October the 2nd. And check this out. And I know nobody will want to go see this but me. But I am going to go see it. Because I love this guy. And nobody knows anything about him, really. How many of you remember Alvin and the Chipmunks? Do you even remember Alvin and the Chipmunks, John?
Of course.
Do we have anything by them in the vault, like Christmas or whatever? David Seville is the guy who invented Alvin and the Chipmunks. There's a movie coming out. I think it's the week of December the 14th on David Seville. Yeah, here we go. All right, you chipmunks. That's David Seville.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Okay, so if you don't call me during open phones at 303-71, 303-713-7600. I'll just play this over and over again. But seriously, I love David Seville. And once when I was working all nights in Memphis, Tennessee, at WMPS, and I had to work Christmas Eve. Okay? And I was mad about it because I had to work all nights. About 2 o'clock in the morning, because we were playing Christmas music. This is back in the days before they had the voice tracking and all that stuff. I played this entire album in its entirety without commercial interruption. I got in trouble for it.
What, were you doing bong hits in the control room, too, while this was going on?
No, I didn't give a damn. I just played it. Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! It was pretty good, guys.
Very good, Simon.
Delirious.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin! Okay. Yeah, just speeding up the voice tracks. So simple, yet people were just amazed by this when it came out. We want it to be like 1965 again. 61, 62.
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah.
No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
That's right. Why can't we sing it again?
Alvin, cut that down. Wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off. Boys.
Yeah. David Seville killed in a car crash, I believe. At the height of his popularity. So I can't wait. I can't wait for that movie to come out. It'll be great. Let's go to Barbara in Fort Collins. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate it very much. I will try to make this as simple as I can.
Okay.
An insurance company that I have done business with for 28 years and have a perfect record with them. This time when they sent off the new insurance forms for my property and my cars and my bill, which will be $1,700, they included this loss history information. And this is why I called you, Jay. When I called them about it to find out exactly what it was, because in this loss history information it says that their pricing decisions and eligibility now will be based in part on these reports. And evidently, the federal government, because I called them and they asked them why this was in there, since they knew that I have a perfect record of payment with them. And they told me that now the federal government insists that they include this report. And evidently, to abide by the new rules of the federal government, they have to then get companies to look up your credit rating.
Since my husband, you know what? That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't, but this is true. They say, I won't say the name of the company, but the eligibility and pricing decisions are based in part on reports obtained from consumer reporting agencies, which they say they had to do because now the federal government requests it.
Okay, well, is your credit okay?
That's my problem. My husband and I, he's dead now, but we're professional artists. We have been for 50 years. We've made our living from our
fine
art.
Good for you.
Yes, it's difficult, but it can be done. Now, because of that, I have no credit. We have
I see what you're saying. You've never had credit cards, so you don't have any.
None.
Well, wait a minute, though. You have a telephone.
I do have a telephone.
You have utilities.
That's right, but they do not take that into consideration. They take into consideration buying things with a credit card. Something else that's interesting, Jay, because all credit companies use our Social Security number as proof of our existence. The credit card companies, as far as I'm concerned, and my late husband is concerned, our Social Security company, our Social Security card, forgive me, does not exist.
Oh, because it doesn't exist because you've never had any record of it, right?
That's
you've never, how to get out of the, you know what? I'm not sure how to deal with this unless you want to go out and establish.
And
what happened there?
Same thing.
They still rejected you?
Same thing, because they could not find the Social Security number.
They can't find it? Okay, here's what
solved it. I solved it.
Oh, you did?
I found out that this television agency, they have a office in Fort Collins, which they do not put in the phone book, by the way. But I found out from a friend of a friend that they do. And I went there, and right away they confirmed the same thing, that I would have no credit rating because of the way the system is set up now.
But you know what doesn't make sense about that? Were you talking about how they don't have your Social Security number? How did you get power to your house and a phone without giving them that information?
Because this happened. This is happening now. That's why.
Oh, and it didn't happen. How long have you lived where you are?
29 years.
So 29 years ago, they never asked that question.
They never asked the question. But now it seems that every one of us, Jay, our government wants us to be in debt because that's what credit is. You're in debt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. All right, listen, you know what? Here's the thing, Barbara.
Yeah.
You've got it straightened out now?
Yes. The very nice television company, I decided to finally get cable, and a very nice company here in Fort Collins, they took into account what you said, which shows you're brilliant, and they called the electric company.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you got it straightened out.
But I want you to know, Jay, and your listeners, that the government, and this is what bothers me, and this is why I called you, that the government is involved now in checking up on all of us. And they get very angry, evidently, if they cannot find your history. They call it lost history, by the way.
All right. Who's your... Well, your congresswoman is Marilyn Musgrave.
No.
No, it isn't?
No.
Who is it?
You're talking... Yes,
Congress.
You're talking... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Marilyn Musgrave. This is a Republican area.
Well, you know what?
Area.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'd call her. I'd call and ask for constituent service, and I'd bring it up.
I'll do that.
And say, look, I'd like to know. I'd like to have an answer for this.
Yeah, I
all right. I got to run.
Yeah.
But let me know what
good
she.
Good show, Jay.
All right, thanks. Let me know what her office says, Barbara.
Bye bye.
All right, bye. Okay, you know, I had heard about this, and I said I wasn't going to mention it. Now I got to get traffic. I want to mention this in the worst way. You know what, though? We're going to get this woman on the air, I think. God, there are so many misguided people on the planet. All right. I'll talk a little bit about this when I get back. Not that I'm going anywhere.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry. How stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Today for only cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to cheaperusedautos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at cheaperusedautos.com. Cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
For your next two house payments. Now, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. So to take advantage of the special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store, call 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, and there's no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's easy. It's just easy to get done, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts of the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they are the guaranteed pros.
The truth is out there, and we're digging for it. Digging for the Truth is back with the most dangerous adventures yet. Climb higher, scaling hazardous cliffs to uncover hidden secrets. Dive deeper, uncovering treasure from the bottom of the sea.
We're going to extremes to dig for the truth.
Host Hunter Ellis risks everything to take archaeology to new extremes. Digging for the Truth. Season premiere tonight at 9, 8 Central on the History Channel. Be careful what you look for.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Come on, swinging. It's 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, I got to bring this up. You know, it's against my better judgment. I wasn't going to do this, and I know it's going to cause like a huge riff because some of you are going to absolutely think this is the right thing to do. You're going to go crazy. You're going to start sending me all these emails. And I'll tell you what, I'll talk about it tomorrow on the show, and I'll slug it out with any one of you because I've been preaching about this. I have been beating my gums about this for God knows how long. That the problem with this whole Iraqi situation is that we cannot get the Republicans. That's Wayne Allard. That's Marilyn Musgrave. That's, I like Chex Lamborn down there. That's Tommy, I'm running for president, the hell with my district chain, Credo. We cannot get them to come to the realization that we need to change course and that what we're doing in Iraq is wrong. So what do we do? What do people who consider themselves to be, like I'm a leftist, what do? Do they go after those guys? Who are not going to bend and who need to feel the pressure? No, what they do is they go after people who are already sympathetic to them. Here it is, and I'm going to have this woman on the air if she'll do it, because I'd love to debate her. Carolyn Beninsky. Congressman Mark Udall's town hall meeting, Wednesday, September the 12th, from 4:30 to 5:30, leafleting and holding of signs by members of the Colorado Coalition and the War Against Iraq at 4 p.m. Where are the Thornton City Council Chambers, 9500 Civic Center Drive, Thornton, Colorado. The Coalition to End the War Against Iraq has urged its members to attend Congressman Mark Udall's first town hall meeting on the Front Range in over a year and a half this Wednesday in Thornton. Although Udall says he's opposed to the war, he consistently votes for funding that continues the war. But if you listen to what he's saying, he's talking about taking the money, and he's talking about redirecting it, and he's talking about redeployment, because we're going to need money to get those folks out of there. But do these people go to Wayne Allard's office? Do they go to Tom Tancredo's office? They go to Marilyn Musgrave's office? They go to Doug Lamborn's office? No, they go to Mark Udall's office. What sense does it make to do this? You know, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what it does. It helps the GOP. That's why these people, the Greens and the rest of these people, you know what they're doing? They're helping the GOP. They are helping the GOP because they eat their own if you don't go along with exactly what they have to say. And you know something? That is tragically wrong. You should call this woman. And I'll give her a number out tomorrow. You should call her tomorrow and tell her. You want to stop the war? Go to Wayne Allard's office.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813.